Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a better place to be than right here behind this very microphone. It's a privilege to be here to share and interpret health information with you. Our number 877-726-8255. And that means that during the week, if a question should occur to you, or perhaps you have a comment on something that I've said, or you know something that you've experienced in the realm of health and nutrition, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
Should you still take statin medication if your LDL is 16?
Huh. That is a very interesting question, because an LDL of 16 is vanishingly low. And since you get these questions in advance, I preview these questions. I looked at this question and I said, maybe there's something lost in translation, because we have listeners overseas where there's a different system. There's a metric system, and cholesterol is usually reflected in a different way. So in the UK, a cholesterol of 16 might be very high. Cholesterol of an LDL cholesterol in the hundreds, which is high risk. But it sounds like this is a domestic person with a U.S. accent, and so an LDL of 16 is extraordinarily low. But let me just comment, I don't know if this person got it right, there is a trend now to push LDL cholesterol very low in people who have high risk for cardiovascular disease. And what do I mean by high risk? Well, obviously people have heart attacks, people who have had stents, or people who have undergone bypass surgery, they're considered at high risk. So they really want to get that LDL low. And it used to be if you had an LDL that was under 130, they'd leave you alone. Well, then they changed it. They said, okay, we want everybody to have an LDL under 100. And then they said, well, if you don't have cardiovascular disease, you can hang around at 100. But if you have cardiovascular risk, and by various calculations, most people do, they can figure out, maybe you had a family history of cardiovascular disease, your cholesterol is a little high, maybe you're a little overweight, maybe your blood pressure, you're on blood pressure medication. So then they'll want your LDL to be 70 or less. And there are even studies that suggest that people who are very high risk, they could do with virtually obliterating LDL, getting it down to 30 or less. I'm not sure how you get it down to 16, but there are drugs now. Statins won't do it. Statins are pretty potent, but they won't get your LDL that low. If your LDL is 16, that means that your total cholesterol is probably in the mid double digits. You have a cholesterol of, 72, total cholesterol, not HDL, not LDL. These drugs, some of the new injectable drugs like Repatha, can really obliterate your LDL, take it down to low double digits. And that would be the case if you, maybe, I don't know, maybe you've had a heart attack or you've had bypass surgery or something, they really, really want to get it low, and you're saying, why in the heck is my doctor wanting to completely knock out my LDL? That may be the rationale, if indeed that number is correct, that they just want to knock it down to really low double digits in an effort to save you from the ravages of cardiovascular disease. But I don't know. That would be almost Guinness Book of Records low LDL cholesterol. But who knows? Maybe it's right. 877-726-8255, our number. And, okay, so something broke this week. Interesting story. All during the pandemic, and I was in New York, we were exhorted by Dr. Jay Varma, who was the New York City Public Health Commissioner, to do the right thing. Stay home. Isolate in place. Don't go out in public. Do not attend events where there are large gatherings of people. Don't go to church. Don't go to synagogue. Don't go to a mosque. Don't go to a club. Don't go to a restaurant. Everything ground to a standstill here in New York. And I remember those days, you know, every day we watched the TV, we watched the mounting toll, we got reassuring fireside chats from our governor, Governor Cuomo. Little did we know that he made a misguided decision to send people from hospitals who were sick into nursing homes, thus spreading COVID. So there's an article here by a good commentator on the medical scene whose stuff I like, Dr. Vinay Prasad. He is a hematologist-oncologist, and he writes an article about Dr. Jay Varma, who, it turns out, got punked. He got punked by a journalist who got him to let his hair down, and he confessed that during the pandemic, he engaged in drug-fueled sex parties in the summer of 2020, at the height of COVID restrictions. He and up to 10 people gathered in a hotel room naked and took Molly, a drug. And he said that he did it because he needed to blow off some steam, because he had a very responsible job. I mean, after all, he was in charge of the response to the pandemic here in New York City. So, hey, he had an excuse. I mean, he had to engage in these drug-fueled sex parties because he needed to blow off steam. But what about the rest of us New Yorkers who were homebound, frustrated, thwarted from our daily activities? I couldn't go to the office. I had to do telemedicine for weeks with my patients who were reaching out to me. I didn't go to drug-fueled sex parties. Meanwhile, children were shut out of schools. Elderly people died alone in hospitals. Like, you couldn't, if your relative was dying, you could just wave to them through the window. You couldn't even go into the room and hold their hand and experience their last moments of life on earth. And even outdoor funerals were shut down. Well, why in the world did that make sense in terms of the science? I have no idea. People were jogging with masks, or they were prohibited from going to beaches. Cops would roust you if you were on a playground. Varma appears to be caught on hidden cameras. And this, according to Vinay Prasad, is really an example of what's wrong with public health these days, because it's do as you say, not as I do. And you had many instances of this. You had legislators and governors going to restaurants when they told their citizens to stay home. You had people getting hairdos. They had, you know, when they told you that you had to let your hair grow, and I ended up looking like I looked like in college, with like a hippie, because I couldn't get a haircut. And so we had all kinds of circumstances. Nancy Pelosi got her hair done regularly. Gavin Newsom was caught at the French Laundry restaurant. Gretchen Whitmer went to Florida. And so it's kind of in character that Varma, he's a member of the elite. These are the people who are above us and make decisions on our behalf, in our interest. And so it's not a coincidence that this guy, Jay Varma, got another job. He's no longer working for the Secret Bureau. He's working for an outfit that makes drugs against bioterrorism. He had a $1.5 million salary. And according to Vinay Prasad, who's a really good scientist and critiquer of studies, one of their lead drugs is a drug that purports to be against the monkeypox, which was thought to be potentially unleashed as a weapon of bioterrorism. But how do you get governments to stockpile lots of worthless drugs? Well, you hire influencers like Jay Varma, and you give them a big salary, and they know how to talk to the right people to get governments to buy up stockpiles of these purported anti-bioterrorism drugs. Well, when the news got out about his, shall we say, indiscretions during the pandemic, his hypocrisy, Varma was fired from his job. And I say, good riddance. You know, karma is a bitch. And, you know, that's what happens when your hypocrisy is fully revealed. But it's worse that public health officials pushed policies that they themselves did not believe in, policies they felt did not apply to elites like themselves. So, for example, Governor Newsom's kids went to private school, while other kids in California attending public schools lost grade levels and lost proficiency, perhaps never to be recovered. So the people who are making edicts are often the very people for whom the rules don't apply. And it's, I think, a teachable moment about some of the worst aspects of public health these days in America and across the world. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
Before coming to Manassas, Pennsylvania, the city's M4 Sherman tank was likely traversing the battlefields of Europe and Asia, helping the U.S. fight in both World War II and the Korean War. Since 1959, however, the tank's only mission has been to stand sentry in Manassas City Park. And after more than 60 years of standing guard on the park's hillside, the tank was starting to show its age, with fading and peeling paint along with visible rust and wear. That's when retired Air Force veteran Ron Cromulak of Manassas jumped into action, emailing local companies and groups, asking them for the money to restore the civic symbol.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And when it comes to cardiovascular disease, a lot of people have tried diets. But diets can be problematic when it comes to cardiovascular disease, because a lot of people, it's more the reality than the rule that when people undertake diets, they don't lose weight, and they yo-yo. They backslide. They regain all their weight. And so there's an article here that talks about yo-yo dieting and its relationship to cardiovascular disease. Can cycles of dieting increase your risk of heart attack? And in an animal model, in rodents, alternating a high-fat and a low-fat diet promotes plaque buildups in arteries by modulating the body's innate immune response. In other words, the body can't handle it. It's like upregulate, downregulate. Ultimately, it's as if you ambush your arteries by, you know, you kind of lull your arteries into complacency when you're on a good diet, and then you slam your arteries with bad stuff, sugar and harmful fats. And I got to say, a lot of this research in animals, that their high-fat diet is not a high-fat diet like the Harvard medical student went on with fresh eggs, 24 a day. They often use a form of synthetic saturated fat like Crisco, which is, you know, sort of bioengineered, industrialized version of what was once lard. So anyway, so Yo-yo dieting accelerates heart disease. Well, now we've got a situation where we have various ways to forestall cardiovascular disease. We have statin drugs, and we have even more powerful drugs, the PCSK9 inhibitors. And now they're drugs that reduce inflammation, like a form of newly approved form of colchicine. We'll even have drugs that can lower Lp(a). They're coming on stream probably in a year or two. And on it goes. But it turns out that one plausible drug for reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease, and demonstrated in studies, semaglutide drugs, GLP-1 agonist drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and probably also Mounjaro, have been shown in studies to reduce the risk of heart disease. And so the question arises, there's so many people who are prone to cardiovascular disease, and you want them to be protected, but we know that overweight is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, just like cholesterol and Lp(a) and all that other stuff. How can you deny them the right to take a potentially life-saving drug? And it's kind of interesting because there's an article here in Science Daily, the heart of the question, who can get Medicare-covered weight loss medication? And they just did a study on this. The problem is they just approved the use of and Medicare payments, which will substantially reduce costs to users of these expensive drugs, if they had, quote, established cardiovascular disease. The problem is there's no definition of established cardiovascular disease. Does that mean you've had a heart attack? Does that mean you've had a stent or a bypass? Or does that mean merely that you have very high risk? And, you know, some people have had stress tests that are abnormal. They have angina. They have abnormal coronary calcium scores. And or they have hypertension and diabetes, which are known to be risk factors. So the problem is that this could be very expensive if only those with a history of heart attack or stroke, that's the minimum, are allowed to get it under non-diabetes approval, and only 30% of them start the drug and stay on it for a year. The cost of Medicare could top $10 billion at current prices. Bernie Sanders is sounding off in Congress. He yelled at Lars Jorgensen, who's CEO of Nordisk, who defended the high prices of the drugs. He said, from a moral perspective, does it bother you knowing that keeping the prices of Ozempic and Wegovy so high could lead to the preventable deaths of thousands of people? He alleged that 40,000 additional people would die annually unless Novo Nordisk makes the drug more affordable. And so there you have it. These drugs are going to cause our healthcare system to tank.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript
also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Interested in becoming a nurse? The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program invites you October 14th at 5:30 p.m. for an information session where you'll learn about application requirements and the multi-criteria selection process. For the Zoom link and a preview of the information to be reviewed, visit shastacollege.edu.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, rolling along and taking your questions. 877-726-8255 is the number to call to record a question, so let's hear one of those.
I'm a 78-year-old female who has an issue with belly fat. I've always been thin, especially around the waist, and now it looks like I am pregnant. I eat relatively well. I take supplements. I eat, you know, vegetarian. I do the right things, and I exercise, and I can't seem to lose this weight around my belly, and it's really. And I'm vain, so, and of course it's my health. So, can you comment on this issue? Thank you so much, Dr. Hoffman.
Okay, that is an interesting question, and God bless you for, you know, just trying to keep up with appearances, because as you age, sometimes you let things go to pot, and vanity, thy name is woman. You know, really, that's a good thing, because your vanity is prompting you to take healthy measures to ultimately extend your longevity and safeguard your health. So first of all, there may be something going on with you because you managed to have your svelte figure up until a certain point. And as you age, there's no question that there's a tendency for muscle to decrease and fat to increase. The metabolic rate slows down. People can't be as active. They're not burning off calories as well. And so there is a tendency to gain weight. I think older Americans are divided into two basic categories. The ones that become extremely thin and emaciated and frail, maybe that's 15%, but the remaining 85% end up being butterballs. You know, they gain a lot of weight and store fat. That may not be, although it's a cosmetic problem, it may not be such a problem because it's been shown that especially past a certain age, you know, when you're 75 or 80, that having a little bit of a reserve of fat may help you to overcome health crises. Being, you know, ultra thin, you know, twiggy model thin may not be that much of a sign of health, although cosmetically it's desirable. There could be something like hypothyroidism going on. You know, sudden onset of hypothyroidism causes your metabolism to slow down. It could be, you know, a diabetic thing. You know, there could be a problem. But other thing I'll point out is that as you get older, there's a little bit of a laxity of your abdominal muscles. There really is. And so to have a washboard abdomen, especially if you're a female, you lack androgens. Yeah, you could, you know, men take testosterone and, you know, maintain a flat belly. But it's a little hard for women to take that because of the side effects. It's hard to have, you know, a perfectly flat abdomen. Okay? So, you know, the love handles develop, and there's also a little bit of laxity of the collagen that holds your tissue together. That just happens. And even among the fittest octogenarians, you're going to see a little bit of a pot, a little bit of an overhang, you know, maybe some love handles, and they may be metabolically fit and yet cosmetically not comparable to a 35-year-old athlete in terms of their physique. Okay, so the other thing point is, you mentioned you're vegetarian, and you may believe that that is the ultimate expression of a healthy diet, but a vegetarian diet tends to be, you know, of necessity, it tends to be high in carbohydrates and high in starch. And over time, that may take a toll and cause you to store excess energy as fat. And if you want, and I look, it's tough for sometimes people to do this because they're ideologically committed to a vegetarian diet. If you flip the script and eat a very low-carb diet, you may find some of those pounds melting away. You just may. I'm not saying for sure, but that is a way towards improving body fat percentage for the vast majority of people. So that may be the fault, is that, you know, your belief is that you exercise to the extent possible and you're on the best conceivable diet, vegetarian diet, very low fat diet. No, flip the script on diet, drop the carbs, use fat as your source of healthy fats as your source of energy. And get adequate protein to support your musculature, because lack of muscle tone also makes you look kind of saggy, and that may work for you. Yeah? 877-726-8255, our number. Are you tired? Well, it seems like a universal problem these days. Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. And it's all about the mitochondria, the powerhouses of the cell. Mitochondrial theory of aging means that as your mitochondria lose efficiency, your energy output decreases, and the consequence, you feel more tired. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue, but there is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. It's anti-factor lipids. I've been talking about anti-factor lipids for a long time. They're identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes of your cells and your mitochondria. Both have membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. If you're young, well, this may be that you'll optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years. Don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, let's talk about some football. It's football season, and I got to say, I'm all in on football. And sometimes the games are a little boring, so I sit with my laptop and I, you know, read some stuff and, you know, look up occasionally if there's a good play. But, yeah, I spend an inordinate amount of my time watching football. And the other day I was watching Derrick Henry, who plays for the Baltimore the Baltimore Ravens. Used to be with the Tennessee Titans. He was traded, and he's an amazing running back. He's just killing it in yards. They couldn't, very difficult to bring him down. It's like bringing down a charging rhinoceros. I mean, this guy is so strong. And so I looked it up. What is his regimen that makes him so strong? First of all, the guy is 6'3". He weighs 247 pounds. So most of you out there, if you are 6'3", and you weigh 247 pounds, you're in trouble because your BMI is 31. Over 30 is obese. But this guy is built like a rock. And his workout, according to his financial advisor, is estimated to cost $240,000 per year. He employs a personal chef who prepares every meal for him. He stays away from fried foods, gluten, dairy, or artificial sugars. Eats kale, an avocado, or a banana before practice to get something in the system. That powers this guy. Kale, an avocado, or a banana. The 30-year-old says that his first meal doesn't come until 1 p.m., so he's doing intermittent fasting, which burns down fat during the off-season. And during the season, his first meal is 4 or 5 p.m., followed by one other meal around 8 p.m., which is huge. He eats three chicken breasts, some rice and broccoli at the meals he has. He has some gluten-free pancakes, scrambled eggs, diced potatoes, home fries, and some steak. He takes IVs containing coenzyme Q10 and other nutrients 3 days a week. He doesn't take any days off. Amazing feats by this guy. And speaking of football, there's another guy who's, in contrast to Derrick Henry, he's in trouble. Tua Tagovailoa is a quarterback for Miami Dolphins. And he just experienced his third concussion of his NFL career, which is a blow to the Dolphins because he's going to have to take himself out for, you know, indefinitely. Because concussions are cumulative. They keep mounting. And the danger in terms of permanent damage to the brain increases with each successive concussion. So he's going to have to make a decision about whether he wants to continue his football career. He was placed on injured reserve. He may retire. Here's the ironic part. He was knocked out on the field when he was tackled after a collision with Damar Hamlin. Where have I heard that name before? Damar Hamlin. He plays for the Buffalo Bills, who were then playing the Dolphins. Remember Damar Hamlin? He was the guy who had the near-death experience and was clinically dead on the field and was revived miraculously because of swift action by the folks on the sideline. He was the one who dealt the decisive blow, knocking Tua Tagovailoa unconscious. What an ironic turn of events. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, just mention that, you know, we're talking about these head injuries. This story, one in three former NFL players believe they have CTE. Now, CTE is a controversial diagnosis, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Now, this survey is not an actual survey to show whether these football players have CTE. They just feel like they have CTE. They feel slowed mentally. They're tired. They're in pain. They're demotivated and depressed. So it's a very high rate among former NFL athletes who volunteered to complete a questionnaire. And this is a controversial diagnosis because it could be diagnosed by MRI, but sometimes it doesn't show up on MRI. But it is the result of cumulative trauma to the brain, which a lot of athletes experience, you know, starting in high school, college, and then in their professional careers. How many times have they been concussed? And, you know, sometimes it's obvious and they're taken off the field, and sometimes it's just not so obvious. And they may experience long-term damage in this very, very brutal but very, very appealing and addictive game. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726.
You're listening to Shasta, Reading, KCNR Radio. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Carolina, an upstate organization focused on helping veterans, received a donation from a well-known upstate serviceman who served in the Vietnam War. Decorated war hero Doug Greenlaw earned 2 Purple Hearts, a Silver Star, and Bronze Star for his service. He's also the founder of the Greenville Journal and the Greenlaw Foundation, which is a nonprofit helping the nation's heroes. Greenlaw donated $5,000 to Friends of the Highlanders to help them continue the mission of providing a sense of purpose to veterans through service, helping communities and first responders in emergencies and natural disasters. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend, and our number 877-726-8255. Jot that number down in case you have a question, because we love to hear your questions, and if you send us a question via voicemail, we'll air it on the program, and we'll answer it as we're about to do with this one. Let's hear it.
I had my colonoscopy and endoscopy done, and they did find in the endoscopy, and this is where I'd like your opinion, what she noted was that I have a reflux, esophagitis, and gastritis, which gastritis, I guess, is irritation of the stomach. But I would like more information on what to do or how I can help this reflux esophagitis. I do not, knock on wood, I do not have any symptoms, but obviously that's what she said. So just wanted to know what's your advice, a diet, or what I should avoid. I really appreciate any information that you can give me.
Okay, so that kind of an interesting instance of finding a problem where there is no problem. Because I get it that there have to be routine colonoscopies. Colonoscopy is one of the ways to screen for cancer. But unless you're, you know, perhaps you're anemic, you know, that would be a reason to do an endoscopy to see if maybe you have a bleeding ulcer. Or if you're very symptomatic, you know, say, you know, you have chronic pain, stomach pain, or pain in your behind your breastbone, there's not a reason for routine endoscopic screening. All right, you're difficulty swallowing. Yeah, sure, I get it. So I just don't understand why this was done. But it does suggest a potential liability for a couple of reasons. One is that this could get worse and you could have reflux, uncomfortable symptoms. Number two, it is possible, although remotely, I don't want to scare you, but remotely, that, you know, chronic inflammation can lead to changes in the cells, a pre-cancer, etc. Usually they screen for that. They look for what's called Barrett's esophagus, which apparently you didn't have, and they didn't say, oh my goodness, you need to go on ulcer medication. Doesn't sound like it. So they just, incidental finding, you got a little inflammation, no biggie. So what you can do, you know, it kind of depends from person to person. But it turns out that a lot of people who are symptomatic with reflux do better on, once again, a low-carb diet. This is actually an incidental finding in the office of Dr. Robert Atkins. You know, everybody, it was like a one-size-fits-all. He put everybody on a low-carb diet. You know, they lost weight. Their lipid profiles improved. Blood pressure came down. And blood sugar improved. And, oh, by the way, a doctor came in to do a study of Atkins patients because he was curious, like, does this really work? And when he did a study, he found that, incidentally, a lot of people who had digestive problems, heartburn, it was alleviated when they went on a low-carb diet. So low-carb diet, you know, avoid, obviously, inflammatory things. Don't take aspirin, you know, frequently. Don't take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs frequently. And a lot of people are taking popping Advils, ibuprofen, Motrin, you know, all the time. And this can be a cause of erosion. It's one of the major causes of gastric irritation and esophageal erosion. So, you know, to kind of customize that, I, you know, have you see a nutritionist and maybe, you know, get some precision on a type of elimination diet. But the only thing, and if you're asymptomatic, the problem is the only way you're going to find out if it's improving things, and it's pain is not the metric here to determine if this is benefiting you, whatever dietary change you're undertaking, it would be a subsequent endoscopy. And you really don't necessarily need to have that, in my opinion, you know, if all else is well. So there you have it. All right. This item is interesting because we talk a lot about the benefits of hydration. You know, drink a lot of water. Water is good for your health. But there's little proof that that really is the case from studies. A study out of Japan, over 63,000 individuals, middle-aged Japanese, were followed, and they calculated their water turnover. Now, the primary problem is, like, if you ask somebody, you know, how much water you drink, you know, you can, it's all over the place. You know, people exaggerate, they minimize, they miss it, but they actually used a form of calculation that's based on deuterium-labeled water. So this actually is a more accurate way of assessing whether they were reporting accurately their water intake. It turns out that the water turnover range with the lowest risk for dying was 3,000 to 3,300 milliliters per day in females. That translates to 12 cups per day. Now, that's not all water from drinking water. It's also liquids in diet. For men, 3,500 to 3,700, that's 15 cups of fluid per day. Water deficiency levels were associated with all-cause and cardiovascular disease mortality in both sexes. So, yes, hydration is indeed important. Well, thanks very much for joining us. So remember, your go-to for all things intelligent medicine is drhoffman.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter, download our podcasts. We've done some great ones this week. Follow us on social media. And have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. We've talked for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. The Israeli military takes out another high-ranking Hezbollah official in the form of the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council. This makes him the seventh senior Hezbollah terrorist killed in Israeli strikes in the last week. As Kamala Harris continues to avoid reporters, former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent thinks he knows why the vice president is providing so few details in her planned sit-down talks with friendly media outlets.
I think she has policies. I don't think she's very good at explaining them. And I think she knows she can't talk about them because they are the Biden policies. They are the San Francisco Democratic policies.
Talent says Harris is no different from Joe Biden.
She doesn't want to produce energy. She wants to raise taxes. She wants to continue the spending that has produced the inflation. She wants to keep having the border open. We're going to see a continuation of what Joe Biden has done.
Talent was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. Heavy rains brought on by Hurricane Helene have left many people homeless as the cleanup begins from the storm that killed at least 84 people and caused billions of dollars in damage. In Newport, Tennessee, resident Jonah Wark says flooding from the hurricane forced them to evacuate, but they waited too long and they had to be rescued.
It was very scary. Definitely a scary moment. Definitely a scary moment. But as we still have the frame of the house, everything inside, there was probably 3 feet of water on the inside. I mean, everything, we're going to have to throw everything out, restart, but we got a frame. We got a frame and a roof, and that's what matters.
Actor, singer, songwriter extraordinaire Kris Kristofferson has died. As a musician, he won 3 Grammys and a Lifetime Achievement Award with notable songs like Me and Bobby McGee and For the Good Times. His family says he died peacefully Saturday in his Maui home. More at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Kentucky's Attorney General is suing pharmacy benefit manager Express Scripts. Rich Thomason explains.
The lawsuit claims the company helped fuel a deadly opioid addiction crisis. Russell Coleman filed suit in state court. It contends that Express Scripts and its affiliated organizations colluded with opioid manufacturers to increase sales of the addictive drugs. The suit says the result was an epidemic of overdoses and deaths. It says the company sought to profit at the expense of the public. Rich Thomason reporting.
Actor John David Ashton has died after a battle with cancer. According to TMZ, he died peacefully Thursday in a Colorado hospital. He spent 50 years in Hollywood. He appeared in more than 200 films and TV stage productions. One of his most notable films was Beverly Hills Cop in 1984, where he played Sergeant Taggart opposite Eddie Murphy's Axel Foley. He was 76 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com. Evacuations in the Atlanta area Sunday after a chemical plant fire reignited. A sprinkler problem inside the building initially started the fire. Officials did manage to keep it contained. The fire was put out, but it reignited a few hours later. Reportedly, the plant manufactured chemicals used in swimming pools. There were workers inside. They say no injuries were reported, though. The plant is located in Conyers, about 30 miles southeast of Atlanta. New York Mayor Eric Adams is pleading not guilty to federal bribery charges. His attorney, Alex Spiro, says the prosecution's case is weak.
The entire body of evidence is one staffer. One staffer that says there was a conversation. What you have not learned is that that staffer has lied, and the government is in possession of that lie.
President Trump attends the Alabama-Georgia game Saturday in Tuscaloosa, was met by deafening cheers from football fans, both teams. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, this is Carl in Dubai. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
You're tuning in today. We have an excellent program with our friend and special guest in studio, Neil Connolly. He's a certified financial planner and senior wealth manager with Rally Wealth and Benefits. And if you want to reach out to our friends, Rally Wealth and Benefits, here's the Kansas City number. It's 913-308-0277 nationwide. So if you're outside of the KC area, here's your toll-free number, 888-241-2361. You can also visit their excellent website at rallywb.com. And with that, Neil, welcome to Senior Care Life.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Steve.
All right. How about those Chiefs?
Well, I know they're 3-0. I'm a Broncos fan myself, but
Smart man right here. Smart man.
We got a big matchup coming up in mid-November, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah, and I married a Broncos fan, so you know it had to be true love. So. And Sean Floyd, our producer extraordinaire here, he's a huge, huge Denver Broncos fan. Sean, how about those Broncos?
I have a little bit of hope.
Yeah,
but I'm grounded, realistic that this is a rebuild process.
Yeah,
but hey, for how great Tampa was and how they came out of the gate and then to go into their house and beat them.
Yeah.
Nice confidence.
Yeah, that was a good win last week. So, all right. So, Neil, before we get into a lot of the things that we were wanting to talk about today, I just have to ask you about the recent Fed move where they lowered the interest by 50 basis points. And just wanted to get your take on, you know, what does that mean? Obviously, we had a little bit of a bump in the stock market, but, you know, what impact does it have on consumers, credit card interest, mortgage rates, loan rates, all of those sort of things?
Yeah, great question. It could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, probably a little bit of both. The good part of it is, you know, for the last 20 years, the Federal Reserve has been aggressively lowering rates, just really to bolster the economy, stimulate the economy. That typically will lower borrowing rates. We all remember when mortgage rates were in the 2-3% range.
Yeah, boy, that's painful looking at them now.
Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates, and that's likely what may come as a result of this. There could be some concern there as well by the Federal Reserve related to the economy. Could be more of a life preserver that they're throwing out there to make sure that we don't tumble over into a recession or something like that.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. So thanks for that. So that first drop of, you know, 50 basis points, it's a half a percent, probably not likely to make big waves, but it could lead to some bigger waves if they continue to drop it, and that'll start to change, I would think, a lot of things. So,
yeah, they're expected to continue to lower it throughout the end of the year and into next year.
Yeah,
we already saw a shot in the arm with the stock market.
Yeah,
went up 2-3%.
Yeah.
Shortly thereafter. So, at least that was a near-term positive development.
Good deal. So, all right. Well, so I know that you were wanting to talk a little bit about Medicare as a certified financial planner, and you deal with wealth management and all of the insurances. All of it really go together. All these things go together in the big picture of it all. So, what is it, and who is it for?
Medicare is a federal health insurance program that we all fund while we're working through our paychecks. And it's generally for people who are age 65 or older, some younger people with disabilities, and some other cases where you can qualify for Medicare. Generally speaking, it's for those people that are 65 and older. It's meant to be your health insurance while you're retired throughout the rest of your life. It's generally divided into four parts. Part A, which is hospital insurance. Part B, which is medical insurance. Part C, which is your Advantage plans. And Part D, which is prescription drug coverage. Generally helps cover the cost of eligible medical expenses such as hospital stays, doctor visits, and prescription drugs.
Okay. And is there a cost associated with Medicare?
Absolutely. Part A, hospital insurance, is generally, there's no cost to it. From the perspective of a premium, because you and your spouse paid Medicare taxes while you were working. There may be some deductibles that occur if you're in a hospital and different types of treatment that can come within a hospital after the first 60 days.
Okay, and then I think we have premiums for Part D as well.
Yeah, there's premiums for Part B and Part D. So Part B is your medical insurance, and the standard premium is $148.50 each month. But that can go up based on your income level, which we can talk about a little bit later, why it's important to make sure that you're pulling your resources and your income from various places to keep your income lower as part of your financial plan. There's also an annual deductible of $203 for most services, and there's a 20% Medicare-approved amount copay that you might have to come up with for doctor services, outpatient therapy, et cetera. You mentioned Part D, but I'll talk about Part C real quick.
Sure.
That's your advantage, the Medicare Advantage plans. These are in addition to the other two coverages that we covered. They typically cover Medicare benefits and can include additional benefits like dental or vision care, and you'll likely have to pay a monthly premium for your chosen plan in addition to your Part B premium. And generally, costs are going to be lower, but they can vary depending on the providers and whether they're in-network or out-of-network, very similar to the health insurance you might have had while you were working, private health insurance. we do have experts who can help you maximize benefits and find the most competitive rates if that's something that you're interested in. When we think about Part D, that's prescription drug coverage. The cost varies depending on the specific plan you choose. Most people pay a monthly premium ranging from $10 to $70 each month, and there's an annual deductible that can range from zero to several hundred dollars.
And I know that when, you know, when my mom gets her Part D reviewed every year, sometimes the drugs will change on some of these plans, and they're the formulary, and sometimes it may move from a fully covered drug to a partially covered drug. And if you're not on top of that, you could end up, if you don't make the change and you just keep what you have, you could end up with some big surprises come January 1st.
Absolutely. I think that's known as the donut hole, or coverage gaps that take place with Part D, and it's very important that you review your coverage every year.
Absolutely. And can people enroll at any time, or is there a window?
There is definitely a window. It's broken up into initial enrollment period when you first turn 65. It's a seven-month period that begins 3 months before you turn 65. After that, there's a general enrollment period, which covers the first 3 months of the year, January 1st through March 31st. And then there's a special enrollment period, which you can become a part of, especially if you lose your group healthcare coverage or something happens in your life, a qualifying moment that where you need to make a change. Then there's the traditional open enrollment period, which is October 15th through December 7th each year, where you can review your Medicare Advantage plans, Part D, and make sure that you're getting the most for what you're paying for.
And obviously, we're coming right up on that. And with all the changes in Medicare this year, it's my understanding that if you want to sign or, you know, raise your hand and get a review, you need to start calling right now because a lot of Medicare brokers are their calendars are filling up right now, and they could be already filled up. It's a huge, huge issue. So if this is catching your attention, resonating with you, if you want to reach out to Neil, here's the phone number. So in the Kansas City area, it's 913-308-0277. If you're outside of the Kansas City area, Raleigh Wealth and Benefits, they have clients all across the country. That toll-free number is 888-241-2361. You could also go online at RaleighWB.com, and for a complimentary, no obligation consultation, or maybe even a second opinion regarding your investments, just reach out and they'll be able to help you out for sure. And now let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Everyone at 65 years of age must enroll in Medicare. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Everyone at 65 years of age must enroll in Medicare. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Neil, why is that statement false?
It's false because you're not required to sign up for Medicare, although it's likely that it's in your best interest. If you choose not to sign up for Medicare, there can be penalties for enrolling later. Medicare and certain parts of it, especially the supplement coverage and the Advantage plans, can start to look at your medical history and charge you more or deny coverage based on your health status. So for those reasons alone, it's usually a good idea. Now, some people are still employed or their spouse is employed and they're covered with private health insurance. That is typically why people won't sign up for Medicare when you're 65. Even in those situations, we recommend that you speak with a Medicare specialist or gain as much information as you possibly can so that you can avoid some of those other things that I mentioned earlier. For instance, even if you have private health insurance and you delay enrolling in Medicare, they can still possibly charge you more or limit your coverages based on your health status.
All right. If you have questions for Neil and all the good folks at Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277 or toll free outside of the KC area, 888-241-2361 or always online at rallywb.com. And Neil, are there considerations with Social Security when considering Medicare?
Yes, there are significant connections between Social Security and Medicare. They're both federal programs, and they're intended to support older adults and individuals with disabilities. So enrollment in Social Security does not automatically enroll you in Medicare. Many people associate the two programs together, but that does not, because you're enrolled in Social Security does not mean you'll be enrolled in Medicare. So that's definitely something, as we mentioned a couple times before, you're going to want to pay attention to that initial enrollment period. Also, if you're already receiving retirement benefits from Social Security, you may be automatically enrolled in the premium-free Part A of Medicare, again, dependent on when you were born and that initial enrollment period. And then lastly, the amount of income that you earn from Social Security and your other retirement sources can increase the premiums that you pay for Medicare Part B, your supplement insurance, and Medicare Part D. So you'll have to consider all of those factors when you're considering delaying taking your Social Security to full retirement age in conjunction with when you take Medicare.
Okay, and how can Medicare and Social Security contribute to an overall tax strategy on retirement?
Again, they play a significant role in an overall retirement tax strategy by helping you to reduce your taxable income and lower your tax liability. Social Security benefits may be taxable based on your total income, while the rest is not subject to federal income taxes. So income from tax-exempt sources such as municipal bonds or Roth IRA withdrawals can help reduce your total income and help you keep more of your Social Security benefits from being taxed. So Medicare premiums, for most people, Medicare Part B premiums are based on your modified adjusted gross income from the 2 years prior. You'll want to keep your MAGI as low as possible during the years leading up to when you enroll in Medicare so that you can minimize your monthly Part B premiums.
Okay, and this is absolutely not a political show. There are about 10 bazillion political shows out there that you can listen to and tune in and get your information or have fun with all of that. But I do specifically recall former President Trump making some claims, or at least some ideas that he would like to promote if he gets reelected. And one of them is he said no tax on Social Security. And I think that's huge. He also said no taxes on some other sources of income. So I think that will have a big impact. I know he can't wave a wand and you have to have congressional support for these things, but I thought that was an interesting idea.
Absolutely. Like you said, no president can just wave a magic wand and lower taxes on one thing or another, but certainly something that would significantly impact anybody who's currently receiving Social Security and Medicare benefits.
Yep, I think that would be helpful. So, all right, and then kind of a really huge situation. There are so many people who currently have Blue Cross Blue Shield as their Medicare provider, and they're discontinuing their plan, and I think that's going to displace something like 2 million people around the country. How can people or listeners get more information about this to make sure that they don't lose their coverage?
Yeah, it's very important to stay on top of this new issue. If you're concerned about the continuation of your plan due to discontinuation or changes in coverage, there's definitely some steps that you should take to ensure that you maintain uninterrupted coverage and with the cost that you're familiar with. So the first one is to contact Blue Cross Blue Shield directly. Contact your BCBS affiliate by phone or online chat through their website. Two is to visit the Medicare website, www.medicare.gov. It offers a wealth of information about available plans, including the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans and their discontinuation, and will allow you to find additional plans that might suit your needs. Thirdly, speak with a licensed agent. We can connect you with Medicare agents and specialists that can work with you to understand the coverage that you may be losing at the discontinuation of that coverage and find the best coverage options based on your unique needs and prescription drug requirements that fit into your budget.
And I think there are a lot of people who just kind of go through the motions and they're like, I like my plan. I don't need to mess with that this year. And they're not aware. Maybe they didn't read the mail. I'm sure they've been contacted multiple times and will be contacted more times by Medicare, by Blue Cross directly, et cetera. But a lot of people, you know how this goes. they're going to miss it. Right. And they're going to go right through it. And then at the end of the year, and they're toasting champagne January 1st, they're not going to have any coverage. They're going to be in a world of hurt.
That would be catastrophic. So as we've mentioned a couple times already, it's very important that you pay attention around mid-October through the end of the year for these enrollment periods where you can update and change your plans. So put it on your calendar. Make yourself a notation in your cell phone, whatever it is, but make sure that you review this annually. I would suggest starting in mid-October, just a couple weeks.
Yep, absolutely. Reach out to your Medicare broker. Reach out if you have a contact. You gotta look into this. And so again, if this is resonating with you, here is the call to action. I would reach out to Neil and the great team at Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City. It's 913-308-0277. Toll free 888-241-2361 and online at rallywb.com. And Neil, thanks for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
And thank you so much for having me.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
$10,000 or more in back taxes? We haven't filed in a while. Call us right now.
800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. 800-793-1147. That's 800-793-1147.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Given that so much now is connected to your home network these days, Wi-Fi is arguably the most important piece of tech in your home or business. And there's a new standard to be aware of, Wi-Fi 7. TP-Link are industry leaders in Wi-Fi tech, and Jens Hennings from TP-Link has more.
It's radically different from other generations of Wi-Fi that came before it. Wi-Fi 7 is designed from the ground up completely differently. It dramatically increases throughput and capacity, and it's really all about speed, number of devices, and getting networks, home networks, small business networks, ready for the next generation of devices and so many more devices that have bandwidth needs.
A range of Wi-Fi 7 routers to fit your needs are at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so let's talk about a very specific type of a senior care community. You may refer to it as an all of the above. It's a continuing care retirement community. And with all the wordsmiths out there, we have all sorts of fun little different little nicknames and abbreviations and calling it different things other than continuing care retirement community. But I'm old school, so we're going to call this a CCRC, continuing care retirement community. So what is that? It has independent living. It also has assisted living. And then it also has long-term care. Okay, so if you could see my graphic, which you can't because this is radio, we may need to start rolling some video cameras in here and put this on YouTube Live. But one of these days we may do that. But a continuing care retirement community, here's the whole concept. So you move from your home, you downsize, you let your hair down a little bit, you move into an independent living part of the community. Most of the inventory, I would say, across the entire nation would be an apartment, independent living apartment, studios, one-bedroom, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, three-bedroom with a den, et cetera, et cetera. These are nice apartments. Okay? There are also villas, maybe freestanding villas, maybe attached to two or three others, so a duplex or a triplex, that sort of a thing. Or it could just be a freestanding home, a villa home. But the majority of the options would be apartments at the various sizes. And so the concept is you move there, and then you have that peace of mind knowing that you can age in place, never have to change your address. Or if it's a campus-style setting or arrangement, never have to leave that organization. And then down the road, if you should decline a little bit, and now you're needing a little bit of help with those activities of daily living, so here's another
Healthcare is full of so many acronyms and abbreviations. So if you hear the term ADL, you need help with your ADLs. Seems like so many people working in the business just throw this stuff around like everyone's supposed to know what it means. And unless you work in the business, you probably don't know what it means. So I try not to do that. So an ADL is an activity of daily living. So bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom. So in assisted living, you can be helped minimally or fully with all of those functions, as well as incontinence support. They'll manage your medications. They make all of your meals, provide all of your snacks and hydration. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Physicians will come to your assisted living community and see you there. So basically, essentially making a house call. There's transportation available to take you out of the building to see your doctor or a specialist to take care of that. So, I mean, there's a tremendous amount of support at that assisted living level of care. So you're in independent living over a period of time. You have a decline. You need a little bit of help with some of these things. You can move to the assisted living part of the community and get that help right there. And then if you decline further and you need a lot more help than that, or maybe you need heavier physical care, or you have some medical issues that would require the long-term care or the nursing home level of care, well, then they've got you covered. You just transition to the long-term care part of that community where you can receive that care. And again, age in place and never have to leave, never have to move, and you're covered for life. And that is what a continuing care retirement community is. So, again, you have that peace of mind doing that. So, you know, why would you consider moving to a continuing care retirement community? Well, so you're living at home. All of your kids are fully grown. You have grandkids coming over. They may be grown up as well. It's you and your spouse together in this usually a larger house, and you're like, yeah, we're using about 20% of this space. why are we here? I met with one of my clients, and he said, Steve, you know, I live, and first of all, he lived in this beautiful, this gorgeous house, and he said, hey, he said, I don't even scratch the surface around here. Why am I even here? And he wanted to downsize to a really nice place that had, you know, 3-bedroom and a den. And he totally tricked this thing out. It was a beautiful, beautiful move. But, you know, you're going to downsize. You don't have to deal with hiring in, you know, housekeepers and people to help cook for you and mow the lawn and scoop the snow and all the stuff. You can shed all of the responsibility, the normal, typical responsibility of home ownership and just relax. It's a lifestyle change, really. So you move to a continuing care retirement community and they make at least one of your main meals per day. A lot of places may offer a couple of meals per day. You still have a fully equipped, fully functioning kitchen. So you can cook whatever you want, whenever you like. It's your space. A lot of them have garages, maybe an underground garage, maybe a carport. They would have at least, you know, parking space for you at a minimum. You can come and go as you wish. And then again, you have the peace of mind. Steve, why would I move there? You have the peace of mind. So you don't have to be at home and deal with all the stuff, and then now you're not doing well, and now you're bringing in home care, which is, I think, a great idea, but now you're moving into assisted living, and now what are you going to do with your house? Now you don't feel like dealing with your house and trying to sell it and downsize and get rid of all your stuff and all the things. Do that when you are feeling better, when you're healthy, when you can deal with it, when it's really not as big of a task as it would be at a later date with some health issues. Does that make sense? I mean, that's what people who move to a continuing care retirement community, that's really the line of thinking. Now, don't make the mistake of assuming. You know what they say about assume, right? Well, I can't be swearing on the radio here, but ASS, U-M-E, right? So don't make the assumption that all of these places provide memory care. Because guess what? Not all of them provide memory care. Again, I had a call from a client. I was helping them work through finding the right continuing care retirement community. Out of all the places that you would want to choose and check out and do your own homework and try to make the decision, this one by far and away, by a mile, is the most difficult one to try to process and understand and compare and contrast to try to figure out the right one for you. So I had someone say, well, I put money down on this at this particular place, but I'm just not 100% sure. I didn't really look around, and I'd like for you to help me look at all of my options, and then I may or may not move forward with that particular place. I'm like, okay, that's a really smart move. So we got together, we went through everything, and as it turned out, part of our requirement was that we wanted to make sure that any place that we would choose offered memory care. And memory care is that special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. There are codes on the doors. It's a smaller space, less stimulation to keep everyone calm and cool, more activity, shorter period of time. It goes on and on and on and on. Right? So it's a segregated, separate part of the building dedicated and staffed and trained to care for residents with cognitive impairment. Because there was an issue there. And so they were pretty sure at some point they're going to need memory care. So when that became very clear in our care assessment, our proprietary geriatric care assessment that we conduct for our clients to determine exactly what they need, I said, oh, by the way, the place that you have a deposit on, you need to get your deposit back. And I said, why is that? I said, they don't offer memory care. What? What do you mean? I thought they did. I mean, don't all of these places offer memory care? No, they don't. Many, many places do, but this particular place did not. And so that's why it's so important to work with a professional who can help you think through all of this and then make sure that you're making the right decision and finding the right fit. And coming up next, I'm going to continue on with continuing care retirement communities and these entrance fees. What is that all about?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest of his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, Call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. Before coming to Manassas, Pennsylvania, the city's M4 Sherman tank was likely traversing the battlefields of Europe and Asia, helping the U.S. fight in both World War II and the Korean War. Since 1959, however, the tank's only mission has been to stand sentry in Manassas City Park. And after more than 60 years of standing guard on the park's hillside, the tank was starting to show its age, with fading and peeling paint along with visible rust and wear. That's when retired Air Force veteran Ron Cromulak of Manassas jumped into action, emailing local companies and groups, asking them for the money to restore the civic symbol. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Would taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to these continuing care retirement communities. What about these buy-ins? I have people say all the time, well, don't you have to buy into that place? Well, you're actually not buying anything. There's not all places, but I would say the majority of places do have an entrance fee. And again, they can call that all sorts of, a deposit and all sorts of wordsmithing, but I just refer to it as an entrance fee. And that entrance fee is tied to a contract. So let's talk about this for a minute. I would say, at least in my area, and I've done a lot of research all around the country, one of the more common, maybe the most common entrance fee contracts that I've seen is a 90%, 10%, which means you write a check, and we're talking a six-figure check. It's not inexpensive, right? Ooh, that's a double negative. So I think what they're counting on is you probably have lived in your house for a long time. It's paid off or mostly paid off. You can sell it and then roll that straight into your entrance fee. I think a lot of places are kind of counting on that. But it could be $200,000 or $300,000. It could be $600,000 to $800,000. I've done some searches in California and some more expensive places to live, and some of them were over $1 million. But
$300,000-$600,000 is going to get you a really nice place. And so if that's tied to a 90-10 contract, what that means is 90% of your entrance deposit or entrance fee is refundable. 10% is not. Okay? So what does refundable mean? Well, you can move and leave anytime you want to. So if you get there and you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and move out where my kids are down in the Phoenix area, and I'm going to wherever they may be, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to leave. You'll get 90% of your entrance fee back. So if you wrote a $500,000 check, you're going to get a check back for $450,000, and you can leave anytime you want. Now, from what I've seen, my experience, most people don't leave. Most people live there, and they age in place. They move to assisted living. They move to long-term care. They may or may not need memory care. But the bottom line is they live there for the rest of their life. And when they pass away, then that 90% is refunded or returned to their estate. And then it flows through their estate and then flows to the beneficiaries, as you would expect. Now, I've seen some 80-20 contracts, which means 80% refundable, 70-30. I've seen 50-50 contracts before. Okay, so you could have some different flavors of that. Typically, the lower the refund, the lower the monthly rent or the monthly cost, because with that, you still have a monthly cost, right? Believe it or not. And that monthly cost, depending on how nice the place is and how big your apartment is, could be anywhere from $3,500 to maybe $5,500, $6,000 a month. Could be. I looked at a place locally here in Kansas City. It was close to $7,000 a month. That was a villa, a really nice place. But those are some typical costs. Okay, with a life care contract, life care agreement, and again, there are different terms for this. There's a zero refund after a period of time. So, for example, a place here locally that I'm familiar with, 2% per month amortizes. So every month your refund lowers by 2%. So in 50 months, so just a little over 4 years, you have a zero refund. Well, what do you get? So if you write a check for $300,000 in 50 months, there is no refund. So what do you get in return for that? And the answer is, I almost felt like the Senior Care Live question of the week. And the answer is, but the answer is you're locked in to a level or a flat rate. So what happens is if your rate in, let's say, independent living is $4,000 per month and you should move to assisted living in the feet down the road, instead of paying $7,000 a month, you're paying $4,000 per month. So you're getting a $3,000 a month discount. Down the road, if you move to long-term care, instead of spending $12,000 per month, you're spending $4,000 per month. Now you're saving $8,000 per month. You see how that works? So you're locked in to a level payment that's below market value once you hit the healthcare side of things. So you're essentially prepaying for future discounted healthcare. I think for some people who are younger and in fantastic health, that may be something that's attractive. If you're older and you have some health concerns, I think that's less attractive. And then I've seen some that are 90-10, but they also offer a discount of maybe $500 a month in assisted living, $500 a month in long-term care, capping out at like $30,000. So if you realize all of those discounts, the total of that would actually offset that 10% in many cases. And with a couple, both of them would get that. That's a potential total savings of $60,000. So, look, this stuff gets really, it gets complicated, right? So that's why so many people contact me with my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I walk with you. I help you understand all of these things and what all of the different options mean for you and which ones are maybe the better value for you, which ones might not be the best value, right? So just so many layers involved in choosing a continuing care retirement community. You just got to get it right. And I have a commercial running out there that said, that says, don't make a six-figure mistake because you could make a six-figure mistake. No doubt about it. And then you have another type of continuing care retirement community that is a rental only. Well, what do you mean, Steve? Don't they all have entrance fees? Nope, they don't. Now, I would say the majority of them do, but some of them do not. So they just have a different philosophy, a different approach. It's just a different business model. Where you come in, you move into independent living, you're not paying $200,000, $300,000, $600,000, $800,000 entrance fee. You're moving in and you're just paying for what you need and what you use as you go. So you may move in and pay $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month for your independent living. You're going to pay, whatever the rate is for assisted and long-term care. And then I had the question so many times, well, are the rental only continuing care retirement community?
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Supplies and emergency workers are rushing to North Carolina while Florida is digging out from Helene's damage.
In Steinhatchee, Florida, a small river town along the state's rural Big Bend where Hurricane Helene made landfall. Janalia England turned her store into a donation center.
I've never seen so many people homeless as what I have right now.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the situation is bad and the state is sending trailers for people to live in.
You have surge that just completely wiped out some of these homes. I mean, really, really destruction.
He also says they're helping North Carolina.
We're pushing some assets up there to be able to help folks.
Both Carolinas, Georgia and Tennessee also hit hard by the storm, which killed more than 60 people. Officials fear they may find more casualties. I'm Julie Walker.
That number's now over 80. At a rally in Wisconsin, former President Trump said illegal immigrants are being allowed into the U.S. and are taking jobs away from Americans.
They come in illegally, they take everybody's jobs, and you don't know who you're hiring. Our country is being destroyed. This is the worst president and the worst vice president in history. And you got to get out and vote.
If roughly 45,000 longshoremen make good on their threat to strike beginning Tuesday, they could shut down 36 ports from Maine to Texas that handle about half the goods shipped into and out of the United States. A strike that lasts several weeks would force businesses to pay shippers for the delays. Actress Dame Maggie Smith died Friday at the age of 89. She's known for her role as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter franchise and also her role in Downton Abbey. Smith won 2 Oscars and 4 Emmys during her career. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
German commuters are not happy. The cost of a popular ticket that allows people to use all local and regional trains, buses, and subway systems across Germany is set to increase by 18% next year.
Transport ministers from Germany's 16 states have agreed that the price of the Germany ticket should rise from 49 euros per month to 58 euros at the beginning of 2025. One of the ministers said the decision will, quote, put the financing on a more solid footing. The Germany ticket was intended to encourage people to ditch their cars in favor of more environmentally friendly forms of transportation.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Long Beach, California police are on high alert after four stabbings were reported in 12 hours. The first happened Saturday night along East Pacific Coast Highway when a guy was stabbed during an altercation with a group of people. Hours later, two more stabbings were reported within 30 minutes of each other. The final one took place at the same location as the previous. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. military says it's killed several dozen terrorists in Syria.
The U.S. military announces it struck in northwestern Syria earlier in the week, targeting a senior militant from an al-Qaeda-linked group and eight others. And earlier this month, Central Command says it conducted a large-scale airstrike on an Islamic State group training camp located in central Syria, in which 28 militants were killed, four of them described as leaders. There are approximately 900 U.S. forces in Syria, along with military contractors, who mostly focus on trying to prevent any comeback by ISIS, which swept through Iraq and Syria about a decade ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.
New film footage of JFK's motorcade speeding down Dallas freeway after he was shot sells for $137,500. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
To Intelligent Medicine, I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, the longest-running physician-hosted radio program in the United States. And we got lots to talk about this weekend. And the whole idea behind Intelligent Medicine is to impart information about health, nutrition, and medicine in general in a lively and entertaining format. You could be part of that by calling 877-726-8255 during the program or anytime during the week. And you can record a question. We'll be taking several of those during today's program. We got some good ones lined up for you, and we have some very interesting stories. So much to talk about this week. We're going to be talking about epidermal growth factor for skin care. What's the deal on this new breakthrough ingredient?
Also, it turns out that death rates in the United States have increased since COVID, and it's not all about COVID. It's not just the million or so deaths that we experienced from COVID. We'll find out what's going on. Also, a med student at Harvard Medical School conducted an experiment where for 1 month he consumed 24 eggs per day. We'll find out what happened to him. We'll talk football, concussions. We'll talk about the training regimen of extraordinary running back Derrick Henry of the Baltimore Ravens. It's pretty amazing what he's doing. He spends $250,000 on health-related issues. And finally, should Ozempic be part of Medicare? That's going to put a big dent in our health care budget, but it is coming to a pharmacy near you very soon. And lots of controversy about whether to cover it because it's expensive stuff. Bernie Sanders is all in an uproar about the profits that makers of weight loss drugs like Novo Nordisk are making. We're going to find out about that later in the program. 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Big week on the health front, because on Tuesday, I wasn't there in Washington to attend this very, very exciting event. It was a Senate roundtable on ending the chronic disease epidemic. They invited leading health advocates to testify about why we're getting sicker and how to reverse these trends. And I got to say that this 3 hours of hearings was a resounding vindication of what I've been doing for my entire 40-plus year career in medicine, which is looking at root causes of disease rather than putting a Band-Aid on diseases with expensive drugs and high-tech surgical interventions. They're fine for many acute diseases, but when it comes to chronic diseases, we're losing the battle. That's been a theme of intelligent medicine for a long time. Luminaries like RFK Jr. Some people may say, oh, my God, RFK Jr., that anti-vaxxer. But I got to say that, you know, whether you agree with him or not on the vaccine controversy, he knows his stuff, and he's done a real deep dive on the malaise that's affecting America's healthcare system. Also, Callie and Cassie Means, the authors, co-authors, brother and sister team of Good Energy, extremely eloquent in terms of their critique of our healthcare system, and also with good ideas on how to turn the ship around. Dr. Chris Palmer, a luminary that you've heard on one of our Intelligent Medicine podcasts last year, a Harvard-trained psychiatrist, talked about the relationship between diet and mental disorders. Marty McCary, who is a distinguished gastrointestinal surgeon on the faculty of Johns Hopkins. He's currently doing feasibility studies on how to curtail unnecessary costs in medicine. And he made some extraordinary statements. He's been all over the place with a new book, which blows the whistles on outmoded medical practices that do more harm than good. And, in fact, some of his statements were pretty amazing. Dr. McCurry said, the best way to lower drug costs in the U.S. is to stop taking drugs we don't need. He also had this pithy statement, the greatest perpetrator of misinformation has been the United States government with the food pyramid. This in response to calls for quashing misinformation and disinformation that departs from the medical orthodoxy. And when it comes to settled science, you know, they've been screaming, follow the science, follow the science. Dr. McCurry says that the purpose of science is to challenge deeply held assumptions. And he does so in a great new book that he's written. Also on the involved in the hearing, Jillian Michaels, Max Lucaveri, all kinds of important figures in the integrative health movement. And so it's very heartening to see them platformed in Washington. But what was discouraging is the lack of coverage that this received in the mainstream media. I mean, this is a health crisis that's unprecedented, and it's going to take us down in this country because more and more of our kids are sick. Our rates of autism and attention deficit disorder are soaring. Rates of childhood obesity are soaring. The focus was on kids, but it's also about adults. We're spending more and more in our healthcare system, and we're getting less bang from our buck than other comparable countries. For example, Americans live 8 fewer years than people in otherwise very civilized countries like Japan or Switzerland, where they spend a fraction of what we spend per capita on health care. There are perverse incentives in our health care system that drive costs upward and that favor very, very radical interventions when simple lifestyle interventions could make a lot of sense in terms of curbing chronic diseases. That was the whole point of this this conference, this hearing. And under the auspices of Senator Ron Johnson, who was a friend of integrative medicine. But what was disappointing was the lack of coverage by conventional media. There was some coverage on Fox, I have to admit. But there was a lot of blowback. There was a very snarky article in The Atlantic headlined, "The Woo-Woo Caucus Meets Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Appearance at a, quote, health and nutrition event," in Dr. Evil quotes. "The event hosted by a Trump ally showed a congruence of crunchy and cranky." So very, very sarcastic rundown of this. And all of this, I think, has to do with politics, because RFK defected from the Democratic Party, aligned with Trump, like that or not. It's enabled him to have a wider audience and come up with a pithy slogan, "MAHA, Make America Healthy Again." And we really need to get past ideology when it comes to turning around our healthcare system. It's not about parties anymore, because both parties have been miserable about addressing our healthcare crisis. Legislators on both sides are on the take from the pharmaceutical industry, from the chemical industry, from big agriculture, and from big food. And so we've allowed our food supply and our environment to be included with toxic ingredients. And so we have to recognize that both parties have a point. The left's great passion for the environment and regulation, you know, maybe we need more regulation when it comes to food, when it comes to air, when it comes to our water supplies, no question. Republicans traditionally anti-regulation, but the right has been a champion of individual rights and freedom of choice in health care. And some of the biggest champions of the supplement industry have been Republican legislators like Ron Johnson. Wisconsin is a place where a lot of supplement manufacturers reside, have their factories, and so he's all in for them. On their side, pushing back against onerous government regulations. And so it is, I think, an important moment, a teachable moment for America when these ideas are front and center in the halls of Congress. And I was very heartened by the fact that this got wide, wide viewership. And if you haven't already, I urge you to go to YouTube and watch the Ron Johnson hearing that was held Tuesday, I believe it was the 20th, because it was a fascinating, fascinating expose of the potential for diet and lifestyle to turn things around when it comes to health care in America. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
How do we make payments safer and easier to use online? We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at WoundedWarriorProject.org/possible.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office with a question. You can record a question anytime you like during the week, 24/7, 365. Let's hear that.
I am using EGF serum for bruising on my arms. It has helped in that regard. I am concerned about possible cancer-causing agents in the serum. Should I be concerned?
Okay, so this is an interesting question because there's a new kid on the block when it comes to ingredients for the stuff that you smear on your skin to have anti-aging, anti-wrinkle effects, and potentially skin healing effects. And what this gentleman is referring to is EGF, epidermal growth factor. And it's an expensive ingredient. Products like this can retail for $175 for just 15 mLs, like a tiny amount. And what it is, you know, epidermal growth factor, it is what it sounds like. It is something that helps to promote the growth of healthy cells. And new technology has enabled various companies to either make it from human fibroblasts in culture, or alternatively to bioengineer things like barley seeds to churn out human-like epidermal growth factor. It's a pricey ingredient. It's often combined with other things. I'm not sure if it's responsible for the healing you've seen in your skin, because anytime you apply any kind of moisturizer or emollient with or without epidermal growth factor to your skin, you're going to see potentially some improvement. So there's controversy about this, because while there are studies that show that it improves skin tone and helps to regenerate cells, the concern is that it's a rather large molecule, and the skin is kind of like a raincoat. It keeps things out. It's kind of a it's porous to some extent, but it's also kind of an impenetrable barrier to certain things. And it's possible that the EGF doesn't do its job at the inner levels where the skin is forming new cells. That's where it needs to work. Not at the top layer, because the top layer is already mostly dead cells that are sloughing off. And so it is popular because, yeah, everybody's looking for that fountain of youth. And, you know, it's a great selling point when you include EGF in a skincare product. Products vary in their content of EGF. So maybe you just get a smidge in some. In others, you may get a substantial amount. It may be that you should check with a dermatologist to see what they recommend, although they may have a proprietary interest in selling you a product that they have on their office shelves. There's also the concern that, hey, it's a growth factor. Oh, yeah, skin cancer, that's a thing, right? Well, what if you prompt a cancer cell to grow faster? So that could be a concern, at least theoretically. And I don't think there are any studies that show that EGF has the potential to accelerate the progression of precancers to cancer and thus pose a hazard to users. I mean, it's an ingredient that's approved by the FDA, but they can't really make medical claims about it. So it comes, you know, not quite like a drug. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we're going to talk about a puzzling trend. Death rates have increased in the U.S. since COVID, but it's not all about COVID. We'll find out why. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. A reminder, when you're looking for supplements, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. They're the very self-same supplements that I take personally, and I get products delivered routinely from FullScript. Go to drhoffmanstore.com. And these days, with fraud and adulteration abounding on the Internet, you may need a reliable source to get your supplements.
877-726-8255, our number. We'll be right back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43% and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm John Welsh. And I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will welcome back Louise Sorrell from Days of Our Lives and Santa Barbara. Plus, we'll play part two of our conversation with Walter Koenig. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. We're going to take some of your recorded questions momentarily. But there's a puzzling phenomenon going on in the United States. There are increasing mortality rates in the U.S. And you might say, well, yeah, of course, COVID. Right? But COVID, especially these days, is not killing that many people. There's still deaths due to COVID, but most of these deaths are among the very sick, elderly, frail people with multiple what are called comorbidities. And it's as if COVID is the coup de grace for them, not the primary cause of death in a healthy young person. And so some people have floated the idea that maybe what's killing off Americans is the vaccine itself. There are people who are promoting what I consider kind of a conspiracy theory, is that we're all doomed, those of us who took the vaccine, because the vaccine is causing gradual, very, very fundamental changes in our DNA and will cause us to develop cancer, heart problems, blood clots, and all manner of problems that ultimately will cause a major toll as the decades roll out. I personally don't subscribe to that. I recognize that there are some very serious side effects of the COVID shots, which makes it questionable whether they should be offered to people at low risk, especially to young people, especially to kids. I think it's totally nuts, especially at this point in the pandemic, where less people are at risk and dying. That's controversial, but turns out there's an analysis here of why it may be that the death rate in America is actually increasing. And it's not from COVID. The article here is from JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. The worst of the COVID-19 pandemic is behind us. The death rate from COVID peaked in 2021, and now it's very low. They say, this progress is welcome but deceptive. The U.S. mortality picture is hardly ideal. Like the sand revealed as the tide goes out, the receding COVID-19 pandemic draws attention to rising mortality rates from non-COVID causes. Now, that trend was already underway well before the pandemic. And the pandemic just made it look like COVID's killing off people and that's why we're seeing a spike in our death rates. But no, there's a steady climb in our death rates. And the life expectancy of Americans is far below that of folks in other countries. After 2010, life expectancy flatlined in the U.S. while continuing to increase in other high-income countries. And so what is killing off Americans? And it turns out that there's some problems. And COVID actually accelerated the problems, because during COVID, they closed the gyms, but they didn't close the pot shops and the liquor stores. And Americans were isolated, lonely. They turned to drugs. They turned to alcohol. There was an increase in crime. Alcohol-related mortality has increased, particularly for individuals age 45 to 64. Suicides have been increasing since 2000. Homicides involving young and middle-aged adults have been increasing since 2014. Okay, they tell you, okay, the crime rate is decreasing. No. Deaths from homicides increasing. Deaths from drugs, alcohol, and suicides are often attributed to despair. They're called deaths of despair. But death rates are also increasing for diseases with other causes. So, for example, deaths from neurological diseases, particularly Alzheimer's, has been increasing for decades. Deaths from diabetes has been increasing, not decreasing. We're coming up with more drugs for diabetes. Why not? Oh, my goodness. We've got to make sure that everybody gets their insulin, right? Oh, price of insulin is, you know, now underwritten by the government. Among young and middle-aged adults, death from hypertensive disease and kidney failure has been increasing for two decades. Death from other forms of heart disease, heart failure, has been increasing. Although death from heart attack decreasing, well, you know, virtually everybody's on statins, cholesterol-lowering medication. But ultimately, that may mean that some people survive only to get heart failure and die of that. Women aged 25 to 44 have been dying at increasing rates from pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum. Injury-related mortality has increased. We're killing ourselves in our motor vehicles. Firearm-related mortality increased. So, yeah. Deaths in the U.S. pediatric population began increasing in 2020 due primarily to homicide, suicide, transport injuries like, you know, car accidents, motor vehicles, pedestrian accidents, and drug overdoses in children and adolescents. So we're going in the wrong direction. And oh, here's another companion statistic. Headline, severe obesity on the rise in the U.S. What's severe? It's not just obesity. It's severe obesity. It's, you know, obesity based on the body mass index. People who have a body mass index greater than 31, that's obesity, not simple overweight. 26 and over is overweight. 31 and over is obesity, but severe obesity is the far end of the spectrum, which is, I think, body mass index 36 or greater into the 40s and beyond. Obesity is holding steady in the U.S. Okay, good news. Not increasing. But the proportion of those with severe obesity, especially women, has climbed since a decade ago. The U.S. obesity rate is 40%, according to a 2021-2023 survey. And nearly 1 in 10 of those surveyed reported severe obesity. Women nearly twice as likely to report severe obesity. So all that goes to underscore the very, very strong imperative to turn our healthcare system around and address some of the root causes of these problems that are killing Americans in droves. And we're not, our healthcare picture is actually worsening, not getting better. We're curing some conditions. No question. There are certain cancers we're achieving success with. We're doing better when people have heart attacks and strokes. But ultimately, more people are dying, and people are dying younger. And we're seeing more disease and more people sustained through heroic life-saving measures that are life-impairing and extremely costly. This item, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. Well, CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules, the Plus Health Clarity Gummies, are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or if you are looking for a little peace and calm, and perhaps you don't want to take a cannabinoid to have a mild, relaxing effect. Well, Plus Health's Peace Gummies contain a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine, which is good for metabolic syndrome, and an ingredient called OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. And speaking of the bad-mouthing of this conference, this Senate hearing, Dr. Peter Hotez, who's a professor, a very, very outspoken proponent of vaccines, he's all over vaccines, he very, very snarkily wrote on X, "I'm concerned the health disinformation empire has begun accelerating with this new RFK Jr. GOP partnership." Bad, bad. Sounds very Trumpy. "Also worried about the muted, invisible responses from our U.S. HHS agencies, health professional societies, academic health centers. Troubling pictures in this trend." So what he wants is a clampdown on this supposed misinformation, disinformation. He also writes, "Now with RFK Jr. and his crew joining forces with the extremists in the U.S. House and Senate." Well, it's like that final episode of Batman I watched as a kid in the 1960s, where the Joker, Penguin, Riddler, Catwoman all agreed to join forces to do away with Batman and Robin. Gotham City is asleep. So in these simplistic terms, he's casting aspersions on well-meaning individuals who are trying to reform our healthcare system and maybe suggesting that we don't need all those vaccines, that we should take a critical look at our vaccine campaigns, not a throw the baby out with the bathwater and abandon vaccines. But it's the fault of public health itself that people have lost confidence in public health pronouncements. And there's now noncompliance with important vaccines, vaccines against measles, mumps, and rubella, for example, where noncompliance is taking a toll. And some of these conditions are resurfacing because we blew it in our messaging about COVID and our efforts to quash misinformation and disinformation. We should have had a healthy dialogue all along. And this guy, Peter Hotez, wants to quash it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Smoke and Sap
dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Taxing the rich actually solve our problems? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. All of America's 550 billionaires have a combined net worth of $2.5 trillion. Even if we tax them at 100%, we'd have enough money to fund the government for 8 months. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. That gets you a pass to record a question. And let's hear one of those questions right now.
My feet are partially numb, like where my toes are. Everywhere else, I don't have a problem. It's just in my toes. Both feet, and it feels like I'm wearing something. So my question is that due to peripheral artery disease, or is it due to a nerve pinch from my spine? Maybe you can elaborate on that. Thank you.
Okay. So in my opinion, it's due to neither. So let's look at the question of numbness or loss of sensation, or, you know, sometimes funny sensations, sometimes painful sensations in the feet, you know, burning or pins and needles kind of sensations in the feet. You know, let's take a look at the case of artery disease. In artery disease, there's poor circulation to the feet. That can occur in people with atherosclerosis, especially in smokers, people with diabetes. Results in, you know, sometimes problems with the nerves. But usually the problems with the nerve precede problems with circulation. Nerves are damaged by diabetes, and even sometimes before diabetes really surfaces in a major way, you begin to get what's called diabetic peripheral neuropathy. So so this is something that is pretty common. It also is relevant that it's in both feet, because if you have, say, a pinched nerve in your spine, you may have a loss of sensation or weakness, but it's usually one side. It's not usually both sides at the same time. So I don't think it's a pinched nerve, because a pinched nerve would be more one side than the other. And the suggestion is that you see a neurologist and get this checked out. I mean, it's another cause of this, you know, numbness, loss of sensation, is autoimmune neuropathy, where the immune system attacks the nerves, and that's fairly common. And that may be in the absence of high blood sugar. So some things you can use for that, acetyl-L-carnitine, high-dose vitamin B1, like benfotiamine, can be helpful for that. So there's also studies that show that alpha-lipoic acid can be helpful for that. And I've helped some people who have certain forms of peripheral neuropathy with nutritional therapy, and with, you know, very dramatic results. But it's first important to find out the cause, and then it can be addressed, you know, however, you know, with nutrition. But I kind of doubt that you have the problem of poor arterial circulation. That is sometimes associated with poorly healing wounds and, you know, ultimately infections that can lead to gangrene and can cause the need for amputations of the toes or the feet. And that usually occurs in advanced diabetes, where people who have really bad cardiovascular disease, or especially in smokers. So I think really the differential diagnosis for you is it diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or is it autoimmune peripheral neuropathy? That needs to be checked out by a neurologist. It could also even be due to vitamin B12 deficiency. Let's not miss out on that possibility. You need to get your levels of vitamin B12 checked, because low levels of B12 can cause loss of sensation in your extremities. All right. This item, you're going to find this interesting. An ingenious Harvard medical student conducted an experiment. He ate over 700 eggs in a month. That amounts to about 24 eggs per day. So he's literally like an egg every hour. An interesting thing happened. He saw that his cholesterol levels dropped by nearly 20%. He was looking at his LDL cholesterol. He hypothesized before his experiment that consuming the 60 dozen eggs per month would not increase his LDL or bad cholesterol by the time the month was over. So it turns out that his LDL levels dropped by 2% in the first week of his new diet, and then by the latter 2 weeks, they dropped by 18%. Normally, his LDL levels were around 90, which is, you know, okay for a healthy young person. I mean, if you have heart disease, they want it lower. Of interest is that sometimes this doesn't work out. There are some people who are what are called hyper-responders to a high-fat, high-cholesterol diet, and their LDL can soar. Paradoxically, what happens if you're on a ketogenic diet where there are virtually no carbs, put some carbs back, and your LDL will drop dramatically. Just have a few more carbs. You know, go to a less stringent ketogenic diet, and you'll see what happens. But so, you know, what's going on here? Well, when you go to the body adjusts to intake of cholesterol. The body synthesizes most of the cholesterol that's in your bloodstream. In fact, the estimate is that conditions vary, but 1/6 of your cholesterol normally comes from diet, and the rest is manufactured in your liver. And so diet doesn't have that much to do with your cholesterol, with the exception that a high-sugar, high-carbohydrate diet will generate a lot of triglycerides, and 1/5 of your triglycerides translates to your cholesterol. So say you have you have a triglycerides of 500, well, that's going to add 100 points to cholesterol right there. Okay, and if you drop at 400 points, that's going to reduce it by, you know, what's one-fifth of 480 or so. You will actually drop your cholesterol going on a low-carb diet. So, yeah, that's an interesting experiment. It kind of goes to show you that, you know, it's not all about diet. And an ingenious medical student at Harvard demonstrated that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. All eyes will be on the presidential running mates this week as they debate.
Vance said at a Michigan rally that he's been preparing to debate the Democratic vice presidential candidate.
It's an opportunity for me to get to tell the American people how I think we can make their lives better and how Donald Trump's policies can make them more prosperous, can make the world more peaceful, and can secure that southern border.
Meanwhile, Walz in North Carolina called his Republican counterpart out for his remarks on immigrant communities in Vance's home state. Insiders say the Walz-Vance debate might shift some voter opinions since the presidential candidates have shared a stage just once in early September. Walz and Vance square off on Tuesday in New York. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Israeli military kills another high-ranking Hezbollah official in an airstrike as the Lebanese terror group is reeling from a string of devastating blows. Israel says the deputy head of Hezbollah's central council was taken out. A dock worker strike threatening to close ports along the East and Gulf Coast beginning this week.
With their contract about to expire, some 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are preparing to walk off the job. That could mean some three dozen ports from Maine to Texas won't have goods loaded and unloaded. A prolonged strike could impact the holiday shopping season and the supply chain still recovering from pandemic disruptions.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn. The southeastern U.S. is grappling with rising death tolls and a lack of vital supplies in isolated flood-stricken areas following Hurricane Helene. Authorities are rushing to airlift supplies and restore communication and roads in flooded Asheville, North Carolina. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Florida GOP Congressman Mike Waltz is co-sponsoring a bill he says will address a major decline and U.S. shipbuilding capacity.
We've got to incentivize investments that would essentially create opportunity zones for shipyards and then do a lot to recruit our mariners.
He says the Ships for America Act will pump new energy into the U.S. civilian and defense maritime industries. A class action lawsuit against Breyers Ice Cream reaches a settlement of $9 million. The ice cream company is accused of falsely advertising that their natural vanilla ice cream flavor has real vanilla flavor. Ice cream shoppers who bought the ice cream between 2016 and 2024 could get up to $8 back. The court will pay consumers $1 per carton of the ice cream up to 8 claim forms. But to do that, you must submit proof of purchase and a valid receipt. News and analysis at townhall.com. More small firms say they're harnessing AI to help their businesses.
In a survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Tenio, nearly every small business, 98%, said they're utilizing a tool that is enabled by AI. 40% said they're using generative AI tools like chatbots and image creation, nearly double from last year's survey. Small business owners say finding the right AI tools helps them save on personnel costs and frees up time. But it's important to find the tool that works for you, and human oversight is still key. John Scott reports.
Toyota's recalling 50,000 vehicles over a possible safety issue in some newer models. It covers 2023 and 2024 Corolla Cross hybrid vehicles. They say the issue could cause some of them to break suddenly in some cases. Toyota's notifying owners of when to take their vehicles in. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, a motion picture leading lady starring in a terrific offering of suspense. And then later, we debut our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, five-part storyline, The Shady Lane Matter. First, though, here's a major movie star doing the radio thing. You'll get her name in just a moment. I'll just let you know it's from May 3rd of 1951.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you the story of a woman who holds death over her husband's head when the bow breaks, starring Miss Rosalind Russell. now with When the Bow Breaks and the performance of Miss Rosalind Russell, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
I remember when I was little. I remember you used to swing me in the garden. And the big maple tree and the rusty squeak as I went up and down. Up and down. Grandfather, don't let me fall. I want you to hold me like you used to when I was hurt. I'm afraid. Because I'm dying. Just the way you died, Grandfather. And why should I die? How did it all happen?
This is it, baby.
It looks very nice. Oh, Harry, please be careful of my coat. You're dragging it there on the ground.
I'm sorry, Ev. Here, you hold it while I get the key out. I'll get the suitcases later. Now, wait a minute, baby. Let's do this right.
Oh, Harry, put me down. People are watching.
Now, let them watch. We're married. This is the way it's done. Oh, you've got a lot to learn.
All right, now. Put me down, Harry. Please. Harry, I asked you to put me down. Will you please
baby,
put me...
Baby, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're sweet. I'm tired. I didn't mean to be angry. I'm tired, that's all.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, you like it?
Oh, it's a very nice house, dear. I'm sure we'll be comfortable.
Not bad for a short order deal. Take a look around. Here, open this door.
It's a closet.
Yeah, it's not bad, eh? They're all like that. Lots of room. Living room, dining room through here, kitchen.
Harry, please, can I sit down for a minute? My head's splitting.
Yeah, sure, baby, sure. On the sofa, huh? That's not bad, huh? Come on now, off with the shoes.
Oh.
Come on, put your feet up.
Oh, thank you, dear. It all looks very nice. You must have spent a lot of money, though.
Ah, money, nothing. As soon as the probate judge turns the real money loose, we'll get something that'll knock your eye out.
I don't want to talk about that, Harry. I don't want to even think about it. Never again.
No, of course not, baby. What's the matter with me? Of course you don't.
I don't want to think about it, Grandfather. But I have to talk about it to you. There'll be the lawyers to pay and the inheritance tax. I never realized how very much you were worth. But you never spoke much about money. It was always there ever since I can remember. Funny. I never thought about it until after you'd gone. Harry did, though. I lied to you about Harry. I'm sorry I didn't meet him the way I said. I picked him up, Grandfather, on the beach. I went looking for a man, and I found him. The men you chose for me were so weak. I wanted someone like you, like Harry. It wasn't respectable of a woman in her late 30s to do that, was it? I'm sorry.
Well, honey, I guess you didn't know that I had a feel for interior decorating, did you?
No, I didn't.
Maybe when we get the dough, I can... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, baby. I was figuring maybe I'd go in the business.
Harry, how did you know they'd let me go? How did you know all this wouldn't be wasted, or maybe you'd be here with another girl?
You're the girl, Mousy. Only you. Besides, they couldn't have pinned it on you. Why, I watched that jury. You're high class. They believed you.
Yesterday. I didn't think I'd be married now and in a new house. I thought I...
Oh, forget it. You've been acquitted, and that's it. From here on in...
Harry!
Baby, you're jumpy.
Yes, I'm jumpy. Harry!
Relax. Married couples have callers. Probably the next door neighbors. You stay right here. I'll get rid of them.
Harry Stryker. Fancy meeting you here.
What do you want, Corcoran?
He doesn't say glad to see you. He doesn't say come in and have a drink. All he says is, what do you want, Corcoran?
We're busy. No statements.
No statements? You just got married, didn't you? You moved into a new house. Your wife beat a murder rap yesterday. No statement? You're news.
Harry, make him go away. Harry, please.
Mrs. Stryker, well, congratulations on all counts. Marriage, murder, and money.
All right, Corcoran, out.
Are you kidding? You and Evie are good for 5 or 6 more front pages. You're my babies. My story of the year.
I'm going to bounce you. You can beat me to it by walking out, but fast.
Why don't you leave us alone? The trial is over. The state is finished with us. Why can't you be...
Finished, Evie? You were acquitted, if that's what you mean. You can never be tried again for the same murder.
And please...
Not even if you said to me it might amuse your readers to know, Mr. Corcoran, that I really did murder my grandfather. They can't touch you.
I'm going to work you over, boy, so that you'll never chew a steak again.
I would.
Then get out.
Okay. But first, I came here to tell you something.
Evie, go in the next room.
No, no. What do you want, Mr. Corcoran?
Oh, nothing much, Mrs. Stryker. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to do a Sunday feature on you. I'm going to call it She Has Him in the Palm of Her Hand.
No, no. Forget about us, please. Harry, give him some money. Tell him to stop.
You couldn't pay me enough, Evie. The story of why you hold this guy's life in your hands is too good.
What do you mean by that, crack?
I knew your wife would beat the case the minute I laid eyes on her, Harry. That holier-than-thou look, grandfather known by one and all to be a wretched old man, Myerson as a lawyer... Cinch.
You've written about those things, Mr. Corcoran. Don't you think that after all
wait
the public...
Wait a minute, I'm leading up to it. The autopsy showed your grandfather had a disease that would have killed him anyway in a few more months. So, verdict,
well, why can't you understand that suicide? He knew he was going to die.
I don't buy it, but I buy this. Harry, you were never brought to trial because they couldn't tie you into it. You had an alibi for the night the old man drank that poison.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
The DA knew that you're a photographer. Among other things, and had access to cyanide, but he couldn't hang anything on you. So you weren't tried for murder. She was. She can't be again. Not for that one.
Harry, I'm tired of this. Mr. Cochran is trying to frighten us, that's all. Will you ask him to leave?
Now hold it, baby. Go on, Cochran, get to the point.
Sure. Well, like I say, you weren't indicted. But you could be, if your wife talked.
Talked? But there's nothing for me to talk about. What could I say?
You could say that Harry got the cyanide for you and you worked it out together to get the old man's money. Then they'd try Harry, not you, Evie, because you've been acquitted.
I won't listen. I won't.
Okay, okay.
So long, Corcoran.
Sure. Don't get sore. If you didn't do it, you haven't got a thing to worry about, Harry. But if you did, you better be nice to Mrs. Stryker, because maybe someday she'll get mad. And if she talks, it's bye-bye, Harry.
So long, Corcoran.
You got him in the palm of your hand, Evie. Remember, they can't touch you for it.
When Harry came back from the door, I knew what he was thinking. What that horrible newspaper reporter had said. He wouldn't look at me. He just went to a table and poured a drink. I was afraid of him. I wanted him to hold me and tell me it was all right. Like you used to. But he didn't. And then I wanted to run away. Anywhere. Get on a boat. Fly. Never see Harry Stryker again. Run, run, run.
Where you going, baby?
But I need some air. I thought I'd go out.
Don't be silly. You don't want to go out there. Corcoran's probably still hanging around.
Harry. Harry.
What? What is it, Mousie?
Harry, it's all right, isn't it? I mean, you don't believe what he said.
No, of course not. He's a snooper, that's all.
It wasn't the money, was it, Harry? You didn't want me just because of the money.
Now, baby,
I'm not pretty. I'm not clever. You don't love me, do you? Why should I attract a man like you? It was the money, wasn't it?
You're upset, baby. Look, go lie down, will you? It's okay. Everything's okay.
Say it. Say you love me. You never have, please. Harry. Harry, look at me. Tell me you think I'm pretty. Harry. Say nice things to me. Tell me you love me. Harry, please.
Keep your voice down. Corcoran's still outside. He's listening.
That was it then. All the time. That's all you cared about, the money. It's never been me. All I wanted was to love you and to have you and to be...
I'll get you a drink.
No. No, no, no. Oh, I wish I were dead. I wish I'd told them the truth. I should have said, I'm guilty. We're both guilty. Harry and I did it. We murdered him. We murdered Grandfather.
Baby. Don't ever say that again, not even to yourself. Don't even think it.
When he finished what he had to say, he just looked at me. There was death in my new husband's eyes.
And That's the first act of Suspense. We'll be back with more right after this short break.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
And now let's get back to Suspense on When Radio Was.
Autolite is bringing you Miss Rosalind Russell with Sheldon Leonard in When the Bow Breaks. Tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
I remember the scent of our garden. I remember when we used to swing me in the evening before supper and the honeysuckle, sweet, drifting about us. We were happy, weren't we? Not like the sadness that came afterwards and the bitter taste that isn't the taste of honeysuckle. Why am I dying, Grandfather? Where are you? Hold my hand and I shan't be afraid of the dark. Afraid of Harry standing there so close. This dark, angry face looking down at me.
You've got to get hold of yourself, Evie. Do you hear me?
Yes, all right.
This is no good. Don't you see what Corcoran wants? If he can get us at each other's throats, he'll have us and his lousy story.
But I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. How can you think such a thing?
You've got to get straightened out. The way you are now, you'll spill over the first time anyone puts pressure on
you. I won't, Harry, honestly. I'll never say a word. I won't. I just want to be happy with you. I want you to love me.
Sure, baby, sure. But you've got to understand, like Corcoran says, it's my neck now, not yours. We've got to be careful.
Harry, maybe if I went away somewhere, alone, maybe I could rest and forget the trial and go somewhere and rest. I'll come back. You wouldn't have to worry about me saying anything.
Now stop
everything
it.
Will be all right when I come back. You'll let me go, won't you, Harry? You wouldn't do anything to stop me. Harry!
Shut
Harry,
up, will
Harry.
You?
Oh.
Cut it out. Oh, honey, I didn't want to do that. You've got to believe me, I didn't. Well, you see what you like. I've got to watch you, take care of you.
You hit me. Nobody ever hit me, ever.
It's all right, Mouse.
Don't touch me, don't.
Now, you see, all of a sudden you're afraid of me, and it's just because of that Corcoran guy. Look, you mustn't be afraid of me. We're in the clear, don't you see? It's all downhill now. Your grandfather was already dying, only we didn't know it. So when we did what we did, then luck was with us. So we're in the clear. They couldn't prove anything against you then. They can't now.
I've always been afraid of you. I've always done what you wanted me to do. Part of it was because I loved you, but most of it because I'm afraid. You never let anything get in your way. Grandfather was in your way. Now maybe it's me.
Are you saying that this was all my idea? Are you saying that you never asked me to help you get rid of the old man?
Oh, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm tired.
Yeah, that's it. You're tired. When you make me a drink, I'll get the bags out of the car. You got to start getting domestic, Mousy. You're an old married woman now.
He went out to get the suitcases, but left the front door open. It was too cold to leave the door open. He wanted it that way so that he could see me or hear me if I picked up the telephone. You mustn't laugh when I tell you that in the middle of the living room standing there, I felt the same way I did when you punished me. When you used to put me in the hall closet and make me stand in the dark with the door closed. I must have been a very naughty little girl sometimes. But that's why I killed you, Grandfather. That night I had a dream. It was a funny dream. There was an enormous alarm clock in the middle of a field. The sun was shining, and you and I were dancing in time to the ticking of the clock. Then Harry came along, and he tried to dance too, but he was clumsy and tripped and fell down. He waved his arms, and his mouth went open and shut, but we couldn't hear him because of the ticking. Oh, we laughed so hard.
What's so funny?
Harry. Oh, nothing. No, nothing. It was just a dream.
Yeah, well, tell me about it.
Well, I can't. I don't remember. It was just funny.
You didn't sound like you were asleep.
Well, I was. Really, I was.
Maybe you figured out a way to tip off Corcoran about me, eh? Maybe that's what was funny.
No, Harry, it was a dream.
You haven't been kidding me. Why do you think I've watched you every minute? I know what's on your mind.
Oh, you're wrong. I thought we were happy.
With what you're holding over my head? With what you can do to me? Are you kidding? Now, listen. I haven't slept since the trial, and you know why? It's because I'm afraid of you. Every time we go to the store, every time we go out anywhere, I'm waiting for you to run. Call the cops.
I wouldn't. You know I wouldn't. I never even thought of it. Not since...
Not since yesterday? Well, you thought of it plenty then, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes. No. Oh, Harry.
Now you're laughing because you figure you can get rid of me.
No.
No, you're right. Don't kid yourself. I figured out the whole thing. I got us in the clear. Now you want to mess it up.
What are you going to do to me? You're going to...
I don't know. It depends, baby. Depends on whether you can keep your mouth shut.
Why did we do it? Why did we kill him?
You wanted the money.
No, you don't understand. I wanted to get away from him, and I wanted you. But I'm not away.
All right, Mousy, all right. But we did it, and now we've got to follow it through.
You didn't want me without the money. You didn't want me at all. Just the money. You don't love me.
It happens I do. That's something you can't understand, huh? I've tried to make you believe me, and something like this comes up, and I'm afraid of you. I keep remembering that if you want to, you can send me to the chair.
Hurry, I wouldn't. I could never hurt you.
Don't worry. You won't. I'm going to watch and see that you don't. Now you better get back to sleep.
The next day, he didn't talk to me at all. He didn't say a word. We just sat around the house, and I felt ugly. I prayed I'd suddenly be beautiful because then he'd trust me, and he'd know that I wouldn't hurt him. It was after lunch that he went into the kitchen. I wanted to watch him now just as he was watching me. I couldn't bear to have him out of my sight. Supposing he went out the back door, around the front, and crept up quietly behind me. I got up, stood behind the dining room door looking through the crack. He was taking down a vial from the closet where he kept his photographic things. I couldn't see a label, but I knew what it was. He put the vial in his jacket pocket and closed the closet. I was going to be murdered with cyanide the way you were, Grandfather.
You stay here and keep quiet. I'll answer the door. I don't want to hear a sound out of you.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm your Daily Times delivery boy, and I've come to welcome you into our community.
Yeah, sure, okay. Some other time,
huh? As a service to you so that you may keep abreast of world events, your newspaper, the Daily Times...
Now, look, buddy, we don't need a paper. Go peddle them somewhere.
Please call someone. Tell the police.
Sorry, kid, we're not interested. Shut up. Now, get back in the living room. I should have known that. Oh, you crazy. I ought to kill you for trying that. I ought to kill you.
Kill. Kill me. That's what he was going to do. I had to get away or use the phone. Call the police. I needed your grandfather. I needed you to help me. He walked slowly back into the living room and took off his jacket. I thought how funny it was. Just like a man before a fight. Perhaps he thought I'd fight with him to save my life. What is it like to die, Grandfather? I used to ask you that when I was little. When Dad died.
It's hot in here. I'm going to have a drink. I fixed the phone so you can forget that. I'll only be in the kitchen so I can hear you. Don't try anything.
Now he was going to use it. The cyanide. He hadn't taken it out of his jacket pocket. It was still there. I knew it was. I heard him open the refrigerator and get out some ice. I didn't even have to get up. I could reach his jacket from where I sat. I was very careful. Used my handkerchief to get the vial out. I'd learned about fingerprints during the trial. I knew just how much to put in a drink so that it wouldn't taste. Harry had taught me that. I was reaching for the cork in the whiskey bottle when I heard him coming back.
Forgot the ice.
He hadn't seen me. He hadn't. I took the cork out of the whiskey bottle and emptied the vial of cyanide into it. That was all. It was done. I was sitting in my chair when Harry came back with the ice.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You sick?
No, I'm all right.
Well, you don't look all right. You better have a drink.
I don't want any.
No, you better. We gotta talk. Here you are. This will fix you up. Drink it straight. Here.
No, Harry. I don't want it. I can't stand the taste of it, please.
Now, there you go again. You're getting hysterical. Now, come on. This will settle you down.
No, I won't. I won't. And let go of me. It'll make me sick. Please, Harry, don't make me...
Here.
Harry, you know I never drink. Harry, I don't want it.
It won't kill you.
No.
Would you rather have me slap you around? Now, cut it out. Drink it.
No.
Come on,
Harry,
drink
Harry,
it.
No. Look, Harry. There was a terrible burning, Grandfather. I tried to fight, but I couldn't. And I saw Harry fade away further and further until he was miles above me, leaning down and calling to me. I can see his face, so frightened. Then there was nothing. It's very quiet, except for the swing. Quiet. Quiet. You won't let me fall, will you? I can't see you, but you're there. Hold my hand, Grandfather. I don't want to be alone.
she's gone.
I'm surprised she held on so long. Cyanide kisses are usually faster.
Cyanide? Hey, wait a minute.
No telling.
Okay, come on, Stryker. We're going downtown.
Well, what are you talking about, cyanide? What do you mean?
Didn't you know? There was an empty bottle in your jacket pocket. Your prints all over it. On the glass she drank from, too.
Well, yeah, sure they are. She was having hysterics, so I made a drink from it.
Cyanide never cured hysterics, Harry.
Oh, look, I didn't do it. Listen, I didn't kill her.
Like you didn't have anything to do with her grandfather's murder, I know. What was the matter? She threatened to talk?
I didn't do it, I tell you, I didn't.
Okay, so you didn't do it. Come on.
Now, look, don't you understand? I put that cyanide in my pocket because I was afraid that she'd use it on me. I wasn't going to kill her. I was just trying to quiet her down.
Brother, when you quiet them down, they stay quiet. Let's go.
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Miss Rosalind Russell. Next week on Suspense, our stars will be Phil Harris and Alice Faye in Death on My Hands. And in weeks to come, you will hear such famous stars as Charles Boyer, Jeff Chandler, and Dick Powell, all on Suspense. Suspense is produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with music composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. When the Bow Breaks was written for Suspense by Anthony Ellis, from a story by Sheldon Leonard, who was heard as Harry. Others in tonight's cast were Joseph Kearns, Barney Phillips, and Jeffrey Silver. And remember, next week on Suspense, Phil Harris and Alice Faye in a tale we call Death on My Hand.
From May 3rd, 1951, the following week's episode was also very good. It found comedy stars Phil Harris and Alice Faye playing it straight in a production directed by Elliot Lewis, the same fellow who played Phil's pal Frankie Rimley over on their hit comedy show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next, we debut our latest Bob Bailey-led five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, kicking off the Shady Lane matter on When Radio Was right after this break.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret.
This isn't a sudden thing, Alice. Not the purple rage that swept over so many of my clients.
John, now wait a minute.
You'd be surprised how carefully I've planned this.
You won't get away with it. Paul Barnes is on his way here. He'll find me.
I know that, Alice. That's the way I planned it.
For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET77 to pay just $19.99. But beware, if you delay, you may begin to fear that you have waited too long.
And then suddenly panic strikes as you hear footsteps behind you. Steady, relentless, keeping pace with you.
At every step, this sly, scornful voice will whisper in your ear. Give in to Radio Noir at its finest, with 20 tense tales starring Bill Foreman as the Whistler. Order the Whistler Grave Secret today and save 50%. Yes, pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John? Someone has opened the outer door of your apartment. You're sure it's Paul Barnes. Now it's either your life or his. Hurriedly, you reach over, snap off the lights. And as the footsteps move towards you, you reach into the desk drawer for a gun, afraid even to breathe.
This offer won't live forever, so pay only $19.99 for the Whistler Grave Secret today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET77 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. From online shopping to digital personal assistants, cars to cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, or AI, is being used in many ways to make our lives better and easier. So why not farming? Nature Fresh Farms is using Intel and Dell technology to benefit their farming operations and boost the amount of food they grow. Keith Bradley is VP of IT and Security.
AI technology is significantly enhancing greenhouse farming in various ways. By applying AI technology, greenhouses can grow more, produce better tasting vegetables, and increase overall productivity. AI monitored solutions increase crop yields while simultaneously optimizing the use of power and water. Overall, AI solutions are making greenhouses farming more efficient, sustainable, and productive.
For more on how Intel is benefiting the farming industry, go to Intel.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where this time every week on your preferred local radio station, we share a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, installment by installment. Time once again to debut another. It finds our favorite insurance investigator traveling to a small town in New England to look into the Shady Lane matter. It's from July of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pete Carlson, Johnny, Star Mutual.
Oh, hiya, Pete. How's family?
Great. The lucky dogs are at Cape Cod for the summer while I toil and fret.
What's fretting you at the moment?
A letter, Johnny. Listen. If you're wanting to know who murdered Ellen Bates, you pay no mind to that person or persons unknown. You just look real close to home. Look real close to home. The postmark, Shady Lane, Vermont.
And the signature, I suppose, is that famous old name.
That's right. Anonymous. Ellen Bates was killed there a month ago, shot to death. We carried a $10,000 policy on her.
And the beneficiary?
Ben Bates, her husband. He's got a farm about 4 miles out of Shady Lane.
What's the status of the investigation?
Stalemate, Johnny. The coroner's jury brought in an open verdict, and there's been nothing turned up since. We were just on the point of paying off the policy. But now, well...
All right, Pete, I'll fret for you. If I can find Shady Lane on the map.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the home office, Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut... The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Shady Lane matter. Item 1, $36.70. Transportation and incidentals, Hartford to Shady Lane, a quiet little town of around 1,000 population. Drowsy streets lined with white frame homes, picket fences, and flower-bedded yards. A town with a well-chosen name, built under the protecting shade of venerable elms and spreading maples. A country crossroads town with one of everything. One inn, one restaurant, one garage, one general store, one barber shop, and one constable. A gaunt and lantern-jawed, leather-faced man of middle age named Jed Bramler.
Yeah, it's a fact, Mr. Dollar. Lived here all my life. First time I've ever seen it this hot.
Yeah, it's warm, all right.
Yeah, for this time of year, at least. Weather's changing. World, too. Everything's changing.
Except human nature.
That, too, maybe. Take this killing. Don't rightly know how to go about dealing with it.
Well, maybe we can figure out something between us. This the bullet that killed him?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's an odd size and shape.
Hand-poured. Say it's hand-poured. It's for an old-fashioned squirrel rifle. Smooth bore, single shot.
I see.
And I reckon that's about all I can give you in the way of facts, or clues, I guess you call them.
All facts will do.
All right. Ellen Bates was a fine woman. Had a hard life. She was married, no children. She was alive. Now she's dead. Cause of death, a bullet in the heart. Them's all facts, Mr. Dollar.
Mm-hmm. How did it happen?
Don't rightly know. Want no witnesses. Could have been an accident, even.
What do you mean, an accident?
Well, one of them hunters from the city. Them through here regular. Confounded idiots. Shoot at anything that moves.
Well, surely not a human being sitting in her own living room.
He might have. Never can tell, crazy as they are. Shot a goat, belonged to Het Wilmer last fall. Caught him with it, tied on their bumper. Said it was a mountain sheep.
Yes, but...
Yes, might have done it unintentional. Then got scared and run out.
Yes, possibly. Except for one of those facts.
Which fact?
This bullet. Hunters from the city don't use old-fashioned squirrel rifles, Mr. Bramler.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said it could have been accidental. Didn't say it was, though. I reckon somebody meant to kill her.
Oh, I don't think there's much doubt of that.
There ain't. Wish there was. Might not feel so danged worthless then.
What do you mean?
Ellen Bates was a fine woman. Hate to think of somebody killing her and getting clean away with it.
Then let's make sure they don't get away with it.
Got nothing to go on, Mr. Dollar. Not one lonesome thing.
What about a possible motive?
Haven't turned up a single one.
Did she have any enemies?
Everybody that knew her loved her.
Mm-hmm. What about this bullet? Did you have a ballistics check made?
Yeah. Send it clear to New York.
They come up with anything?
6-page report. Yes, got it here somewhere. You can look at it if you want to.
No need to. What was their conclusion?
Same as mine. Fired from an old-fashioned squirrel rifle.
Mm-hmm. Know anybody around here who might own a gun like that?
Yeah, but near anybody in the township. Must be 300-400 of them rifles around. Keepsakes. Handed down. Family souvenirs.
Yeah. Then that's one dead end.
Couldn't be much deader. It's like I told you. Ain't no clues at all. At least none to speak of. Woman without an enemy in the world. Sitting in front of her window. Shot fired from outside the house. Woman's dead. Them's the facts. And all the facts.
No. Not quite all.
Eh? What do you mean?
People. Persons are facts, you know. And their relations with other persons are facts. Facts that we can check on.
Already told you, Mr. Dollar. Ellen Bates didn't have no enemies.
The person who killed her wasn't exactly a friend.
Known enemies, I mean.
But she had contacts and relations with other persons, and one of them, known or unknown, was her enemy. Maybe an accidental enemy with a motive and the capacity for murder.
What do you mean by accidental?
Maybe Mrs. Bates saw something from that window of hers. Something that made her dangerous to someone else. Maybe she didn't even know she'd made an enemy.
Yeah, might be.
Or maybe it's just a matter of her death benefiting somebody. Somebody who otherwise wouldn't be her enemy.
Mm-hmm. It thought of that, of course, but it don't lead nowhere.
It might. I've got a letter here, Mr. Bramler. I wish you'd take a look at it.
All right.
It arrived yesterday at the home office of my client in Hartford. Mm-hmm. It was mailed here in Shady Lane.
And close to home. Looks real close to home. Not signed, eh?
No, not signed. Any idea who might have sent it?
Yeah, somebody with a lot of vinegar in their blood. No, don't know. It's a fact. Wouldn't count too much on it if I was you.
What do you mean?
Well, like you just said, a matter of her death benefiting somebody.
So?
With that insurance policy like it is, the person that would benefit most would be her husband, Ben Bates. Forget him.
Why?
Like you said, motive and capacity. Even if money was motive enough for Ben, he just hasn't got the capacity for murder. Forget him.
Is Ben Bates a good friend of yours, Mr. Bramler?
Since we were boys together.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you only think you see. I ain't making allowances for him. Just know him, that's all.
Maybe I'd better meet him.
All right. Farm's just out of town a ways. I'll drive you out there if you want.
Oh, I'd appreciate that.
Only one thing, though. You've got an expense account of some kind, ain't you?
Sure, that's right. Why?
Well, we're not exactly poor folks up here, but we ain't rich neither. And the township is kind of frugal with their money.
I see.
It's going to have to charge you for the car expense, if it's all right with you.
Oh, sure. That sounds fine.
Yeah, well then.
Maybe we could make a couple of other calls on the way.
Who do you want to see?
Well, mostly I'd like to talk to the coroner here and...
You already have.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm the coroner, Mr. Dollar. Well, are we ready?
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs,
trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will welcome back Louise Sorrell from Days from Our Lives and Santa Barbara. Plus, we'll play part two of our conversation with Walter Koenig. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, I'm John Welsh, and I'm directing The Minutes by Tracy Letts at the Riverfront Playhouse. The Minutes takes place in a closed session of the Big Cherry Town Council meeting. And if you're even just a casual observer of the political climate here in Shasta County, you're not going to want to miss this play. The Minutes, opening at the Riverfront Playhouse, September 13th through the 29th. Be there.
Get your tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Proudly brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts organizations.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item 2, $3 even. Transportation and Constable Jed Bramler's car from Shady Lane to the Ben Bates Farm. It was a pleasant trip. Summertime, and a country road winding among the farms, climbing lazily over the ridges. The heady, pungent scent of flax and clover, the hum of bees. But I couldn't completely enjoy it. I kept wondering how much real help I could expect from a constable who'd already made up his mind that the top suspect wasn't capable of murder. A constable who was also coroner, and for all I knew, county attorney and district judge. A constable who might even be just an idle thought. Might even be a murderer.
Now, this is the Preeny Farm. Ben Bates' place is the next one, about a quarter of a mile.
I see.
That's Martin Preeny there at the side of the road working on that fence. Might as well pass the time of day with him, I reckon.
Were the Preenys and the Bates good friends?
Yeah, real close.
Afternoon, Jed.
Martin?
Township must be getting lax, letting you go gallivanting around on pleasure trips.
Being paid for, Martin. Official business. This here's Mr. Johnny Dollar from down around Hartford. Martin Preeny, Mr. Dollar.
Mr. Preeny?
I do.
That's quite a job you're doing there, Mr. Preeny.
Well, a rock wall does just fine if you stack them real careful so they lock together.
Well, it's pretty difficult.
It takes a knack, no doubt about that. And work and time. But if it's dug in below the frost line, a rock wall will last a lifetime. And that's what I believe in, Mr. Dollar. Planning ahead and building right.
That's a good philosophy.
Yeah, and then, too, a rock wall is a sight cheaper than fencing.
And right there is his real reason, Mr. Dollar.
A man that wastes his substance is a fool and a sinner. I believe in prudence.
It's your only virtue, Martin.
Fiddlesticks. We got callers, Sarah. Come on out here.
No, ain't staying, Martin. Just passing.
Just a minute, Martin.
Just what so-called official business you on, Jed?
Murder of Ellen Bates. Mr. Dollar here is an insurance investigator. He's come to look into it.
I see. Well, it's a terrible tragedy, Mr. Dollar. Sad thing for the whole township, especially for Sarah and me.
Yes, I imagine so.
Yeah, they've been good neighbors. Fine people. Folks about to be proud to know.
So I understand.
Couldn't help feeling sorry for them. Just didn't seem to get ahead in spite of Ben being a good hard worker and all. And then this, on top of all the other trouble he'd had.
What do you mean by trouble?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Come here, Sarah. I want you to meet a friend of Jed's, Mr. Johnny Dollar, my wife, Sarah. Mr. Dollar comes from Hartford.
Hartford? Then he's here for...
He works for an insurance company. He's given Jed the hand with this Ellen Bates thing.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, don't let me interrupt.
I just tell him, Mr. Dollar, what good neighbors the Bates have always been.
A body couldn't ask for a better friend than Ellen Bates.
Mr. Preeny, you said something about all the other trouble they'd had.
I was referring to Ellen's illness. Why, after that operation last year, she was pertinently an invalid, you might say. Yeah, Ben had to wait on her hand and foot, along with doing for the house and running the farm.
A lot of time he spent taking care of her.
Now, Sarah.
Not half as much time as he spent hanging around that girl.
What girl is that, Mrs. Preeny?
Why, that little flippity-jibber that works at...
Sarah!
I'm sorry, Martin, but it's true and you know it.
Mr. Dollar, I'm afraid my wife is just repeating gossip she's heard. Ben Bates is a fine young man. Any story to the contrary, idle rumors, nothing more.
Well, sometimes the best way to stop an idle rumor is to check into it. If you'd care to tell me who she
is. I know the girl, Mr. Dollar. Her name is Millie Wells. She's a waitress at the Shady Lane Cafe.
I'd like to talk to her.
You can, when we get back to town. Well, folks, reckon we'd better be getting on.
Hey, Mr. Dollar, Ellen Bates was a fine woman. Whoever it was killed her, I hope you get him.
I believe we will. Oh, and by the way, Mrs. Preeny, the company was very grateful for your letter.
My letter? I mean, how did you know
it was... I didn't know. I was just guessing.
Oh.
Nice to have met both of you. See you again.
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, of two who are not even accused, one confesses and one denies, and both very strangely. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by Les Crutchfield, and is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
One of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter, which originally played out back in the summer of 1956. We'll have the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Rosalind Russell in An Offering of Suspense. Well, Russell was a multiple Academy Award nominee. Although she was tremendous in the 1940 screwball comedy His Girl Friday, her first nomination actually came for the 1942 film My Sister Eileen. And then her fourth and final nomination was 16 years later as the title character in a film based on a hit Broadway stage comedy. That same source material was later turned into a 1966 stage musical and a 1974 film version of that. I'll name it then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock around the clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke,
The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33.
I wonder, wonder who will out the book of law.
Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus.
Say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or neural processing unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Rosalind Russell's final of four Oscar nominations. It came for her work in the title role in the 1958 big screen comedy, Auntie Mame. She had previously played that character in the Broadway stage play a couple of years earlier. Now, it was later turned into the musical Mame, first on the stage in 1966, then as a motion picture in 1974. Angela Lansbury was Mame in the original Broadway production. Uso Ball played her in the film. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done, but please remember to stop by the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical.